Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keep shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Brian Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches. Throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadingCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
As we've been discussing for the past several days, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat strategy for 2020 is to make Donald Trump appear to be a crazy person. This is their chief strategy. Donald Trump has to win a majority of the voters of the United States, at least in the Electoral College. It's hard to do that when people widely perceive you as being volatile. And Nancy Pelosi knows that, and that is why she has been basically jabbing at President Trump over and over and over again, saying that he's engaged in a cover-up, saying that he's unstable and all this sort of stuff. President Trump, because he's a counterpuncher, has a natural tendency to then engage in precisely the reverse sort of behavior, which is to rip on his political opponents and also to get supremely defensive about his own mental status. So Nancy Pelosi said yesterday that President Trump wants us to impeach him. And this is what she says, that President Trump is a crazy person, he's getting nothing done, and he wants us to impeach him in order to save himself. Here is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, jabbing at Trump, deliberately poking at Trump in an attempt to get Trump to fire back at her in the most volatile possible fashion.
You said in private, you suggested it today, that the president wants to, on some level, to be impeached.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's no question. The White House is just crying out for impeachment. That's why he flipped yesterday, because he was hoping when he saw that. See, he's saying, oh, you called that meeting at 9 o'clock. No, we have the meeting. Mr. President, it's not about you. That was what disappointed him, because he didn't see this rush to impeachment coming out of our caucus in our 9 o'clock meeting, which he thought was called specifically for him.
Okay, so then President Trump fired back. So with Nancy Pelosi jabbing at him over and over and over, President Trump fired back yesterday repeatedly. So first, Trump ripped crying Chuck and crazy Nancy. He did this in the Roosevelt Room of the White House, flanked by farmers who he was giving a sort of bailout to in the aftermath of his Chinese trade war. Here's the president ripping into crying Chuck and crazy Nancy.
She said I walked into the room right next door yesterday and walked in and started screaming and yelling. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Because I know that they will always say that, even if it didn't happen, because this happened once before. I walked out. I was so calm. So I walked into the cabinet room. You had the group. Crying Chuck, crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
So he's firing back. And listen, as a Republican, as a conservative, you know, Nancy Pelosi has a lot of this coming, but that's not really the question. The question is this strategically smart for the president to get down in the mud with Nancy Pelosi and have a crazy fight when, again, he is the one who's going to be up for presidential reelection? And then it gets worse, because President Trump then calls up his own aides, people who work for him, to testify that he did not throw a tantrum. Here's the president doing this.
Kellyanne, what was my temperament yesterday?
Very calm, no temper tantrum. I told the facts first about it. They published that he was fuming, temper tantrum, rage, lost it. That's just a lie.
Mercedes, you're always a straight talker. You were in that room yesterday?
Yes, sir.
What was my attitude when I walked in? Did I ever scream?
No, you were very calm and you were very direct. And you sent a very firm message to the Speaker and the Democrats.
What was my attitude yesterday at the meeting?
Mercy's right. Kellyanne's right. You were very calm, and you laid out the case. You had a lot of numbers.
Oh, no. do you laugh or do you cry? I mean, really, Mr. President, if you do not want to appear volatile, if you don't want to appear like a crazy person, probably what you shouldn't do is appeal to all the people who work for you to testify as to what a great dude you are. Again, I get it emotionally. I do. I'll say that 1,000 times over. I get where the president is coming from emotionally. I get where Trump is coming from. But if the rip on you is that you're volatile, and then you proceed to show that you're volatile by calling on Mercedes Schlapp, who works for you, and Kellyanne Conway, who shills for you on television, to testify as to your innate genius, I don't know what you, how is that productive? And then Trump keeps doubling down. He says, you know, Nancy Pelosi is a mess. Again, all of this may be true. Nancy Pelosi is a mess. Yesterday, I played a clip of her on my radio show in which she is utterly inarticulate. It sounds like she's doing a Dadaist poem from the 1930s with some jazz music in the background. She's not speaking in complete sentences. But I am a podcast and radio host. I'm not the president who has to get reelected. Here's President Trump going after Nancy Pelosi again.
Well, they're being very nice to her because they really, you know, she's a mess. Look, let's face it. She doesn't understand it. And they sort of feel she's disintegrating before the rush. She does not understand it. They want to have her understand it before we. It's finished. It's signed. As you know, Mexico's approved the deal. Canada's approved the deal. And they're waiting to get a signal for her. Pelosi does not understand the bill. She doesn't understand it, even though unions are in favor of it, farmers, everybody just about is in favor of it.
Okay, so, and then he concludes this little riff, which went on for many, many minutes in the middle of this press conference with the farmers standing behind going, oh my God. And then Trump finishes with his favorite line. He says he's an extremely stable genius. And this is like when people tell you they're exorbitantly wealthy or incredibly brilliant. When people have to tell you, they very often are not. And when the president, when's the last time you told your friends that you were an extremely stable genius? Here's the president of the United States doing that yesterday.
For whatever reason, you'll explain this to me, I always get a lot of publicity. So I said something, even as a private builder or whatever I was doing at the time, I would get a lot of publicity. And without a lot of trying. And I was against certain things. But if you look and you take a look back, you'll see all of the things that you're talking about and all of the things that you're asking about, I was against at that time. And I'm still against. I haven't changed very much. Been very consistent. I'm an extremely stable genius.
Okay, and obviously he's saying that a little bit tongue-in-cheek because the president is a stand-up comedian. But that then opens the door to Nancy Pelosi doing this. And Nancy Pelosi then tweets at the president about the extremely stable genius line. She says, when the extremely stable genius starts acting more presidential, I'll be happy to work with him on infrastructure, trade, and other issues. Now, this is supremely cynical from Nancy Pelosi. She's not interested in working with Trump on anything. Her entire goal here is to drag Trump into this fight, to get under his skin, to make him crazy. That's what she's trying to do here. And this move where she says, you know, I pray for him. He needs an intervention. He's engaged in a cover-up. And then as soon as Trump comes back at her and says that she's a mess, then it's, well, I was happy to work with him. But then he decided that he wasn't going to work with me. You know, that routine from Nancy Pelosi, it's really galling and it's really perturbing. But with all of that said, is it smart for President Trump to jump into a personal catfight with Nancy Pelosi when here's the thing. The image that he needs to propagate from now until Election Day is of, if not an extremely stable genius, an extremely stable person, or at least a stable person. Right? That the entire Democratic pitch is Trump is too crazy. The economy is good right now. On foreign policy, we're heading in the right direction. Democrats must create the image that the president cannot be trusted with power because he's a crazy person. And thus, you must hand it over to old Joe, slow old Joe. You remember old Joe. That's really their campaign. They should make their campaign slogan, Democratic campaign slogan 2020. You remember old Joe. That's the entire pitch. I've been saying for years, the Democratic campaign was going to be the 1920 Warren G. Harding campaign, a return to normalcy. That was Warren G. Harding, the Republican Party's pitch in 1920. Woodrow Wilson had lost it. He was senile at that point. And the Democratic Party had followed him so far down the chute that Woodrow Wilson's wife effectively governed the country as president of the United States in the middle of Woodrow Wilson's senility as of 1919. And so Republicans said, okay, we just want normal. How about normal again? That's what Democrats are trying to do. In order to make that happen, they have to portray the president as abnormal. The president should not be helping them out in this quest. And yet, the president's counterpunching tendencies lead him to do the wrong thing. We'll get to that in 1 second. First, would you pay your hard-earned money to join an organization that fought tooth and nail for government-run health care? You know, an organization that stood against tax cuts for middle-class Americans and small business owners? You wouldn't. Then why are you looking at joining the AARP? Stand instead with nearly 2 million others by joining AMAC, the conservative alternative. Wouldn't you rather belong to an organization like AMAC that fights for your values, like protecting our borders, supporting small business, defending your individual freedoms? Becoming an AMAC member means standing up for our Constitution and for the innocent unborn. It means standing firm in the fight against socialism. What's more, AMAC offers an alternative to just about every benefit that AARP offers, minus the liberal agenda. So do me a favor, do America a favor, join right now at amac.us. That is amac.us. Tell your family and friends as well. The benefits are great. The cause is even greater. Help AMAC fight the good fight by joining today at amac.us. That is amac.us. Go check them out right now. Again, there is no reason to be giving your money to a group of folks who are going to spend it on all the political priorities you oppose. Go check them out right now at amac.us, amac.us. Don't join the AARP. It's amac.us. President Trump finishes his attacks on Pelosi. Again, justified morally, not smart politically. The president finishes attacks on Pelosi by tweeting out a video of her stumbling over her words. And there was a lot of talk yesterday about a doctored video of Nancy Pelosi that made it look like she was slurring her words. I don't know why you'd have to doctor video of Nancy Pelosi in order to come up with that conclusion. She stumbles over her words routinely. She has odd pauses in her verbiage. And this is one of the effects of being 1,000 years old. And Nancy Pelosi has been doing this for a long time. This is not a shock. Well, the president then tweeted out a compendium of Nancy Pelosi stumbling over her words. Now, all of that may be true. It is also true that there are similar videos of the president stumbling over his words. I will say that the media coverage of this is insane and insipid. The media coverage was, how could President Trump do something like this? So cruel, so terrible. They even suggested that this video was doctored. This video is not doctored. These sorts of videos existed about Barack Obama. I remember them. There were these long montages of Barack Obama just saying, he'd be like, huge montages of Obama saying that sort of thing. They're the same thing with George W. Bush. As long as video has existed, as long as the capability of cutting video has existed, these sorts of compendiums are put out. Trump puts it out, and suddenly it's the worst thing that has ever happened. The president tweeted out, Pelosi stammers through news conference, in all caps. And then here is the actual video of Pelosi stammering through her news conference.
We had a little... took a little longer on the floor. The custody of the border, particular border. Everyone, he started sending signals to the U.S., Mexico, Canada. If that's not the accurate category, some people call it after NAFTA, some call it after 2.0. We're working together to pass that.
She's holding up two fingers. Okay, that three things thing, she is holding up two fingers at the time. So Trump tweets that out. The media go crazy. I will point out the media have been saying that Trump is a nutcase who can't speak English for years, and he's the president of the United States, whether they like it or not. More on that in a moment. But first, if you believe that you're not being snooped on or that nobody cares about your online data, well, sorry to disappoint you. You are wrong because you listen to this show. You're clearly smart enough to understand that your privacy is under attack. Hackers, governments, ad companies, ISPs, they're all looking for your data. Fortunately, there's a solution for savvy people like you and like me. The software I trust to protect my online activity, it's called ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN encrypts your internet data and hides your IP address, making your online activity secure and anonymous. ExpressVPN runs in the background of your computer or phone. Then you use the internet just like you normally would. You download the app, you click to connect, voila, you are now protected. I never go online without ExpressVPN. You should not either. ExpressVPN, it's the fastest VPN I've tried. It costs less than $7 per month. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. ExpressVPN uses new cutting-edge technology called Trusted Server to make sure there are no logs of what you do online. It's time to stop hackers, Big Brother, and internet companies from grabbing your data. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months for free at expressvpn.com/Ben. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben for 3 months free with a one-year package. ExpressVPN.com/Ben to learn more.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Joseph Van Dyke and Maddie Cox.
Welcome out to historic Tiger Field on this Friday evening for the inaugural game of the opening series between the Reading Colt 45s and the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. We're in the middle of a beautiful ceremony, as it is opening night. We are honoring all who have ever served our country. And a veteran is out throwing the first pitch. Just a little short of the plate. Hopefully we don't see much more of that tonight.
Hey, he made it. That's all that counts, right, Joseph?
And we'll be underway here shortly.
I forgot to tell you your umpires for tonight's game. Jimmy Richens behind the plate.
The Colt 45s took on the Rosebuds to open last season, the 2018 season. The first game of that series was postponed. Ended up being canceled. But the two games played, the 45s split with the Rosebuds. And so we'll look for some heated action here tonight. The Rosebuds will bat first, as they are the visiting team.
It's time to play baseball. There's a game tonight.
First game of the season. I'm looking to see a little bit of intensity. You know, always the first game, you want to show out and please the crowd.
A lot of people in attendance here tonight.
Yeah.
The community really rallies behind this Reading Colt 45's team. Not many open seats here.
Yeah, the field's looking pristine, too. I think you were saying they got a new gate out front. Everything's painted up nice. And
Dignity Health, the presenting sponsor for the Colt 45 season. A lot of orange here tonight.
If you didn't know it, you'd think you're at a Giants game, all the black and orange.
Speaking of sponsors, tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping to build better through philanthropy. Thank you to the McConnell Foundation for presenting tonight's game. The pitcher for the 45s, Nick Schrodel, on the mound, taking his warm-up pitches. The lefty. He'll be throwing to our right as we're seated to the left behind home plate.
Leading off for Santa Rosa, number 19, first baseman, Andrew Rubalcaba.
Andrew Rubalcaba stepping to the plate for the Rosebuds. Lefty on lefty to get this game started. Stepping to the plate, getting in a stance. We'll be underway here shortly. First pitch of ball thrown at 7:22. And the 2019 season is underway. Rubalcaba, the first baseman for the Rosebuds, takes another ball. And he's ahead early in this game. The 2-0. Another ball. Schroeder looks to be shaking off some nerves. 3-0 pitch. Called strike right down the middle. 3-1. A little applause of approval as Schroeder gets his first strike of the night.
Oh. It looked a little bit low to me. What do you think, Joseph?
Looked a little bit low. Called strike.
Yeah. We'll take it, right?
Rubalcaba almost took his base. Gave the ump a little look on his way back to the batter's box. The 3-2. Ooh. Way high. Rubalcaba eventually takes his base. And we have a base runner in the top of the first.
Now batting for Santa Rosa. Number 7, center fielder, Hunter Esterbrook.
Hunter Esterbrook will take the play, the right-hander. Home field advantage. Tiger Field playing a little frozen. As this ball is in play to the third baseman. And the quick double play. The routine double play for the Colt 45s. The infield picking up for Schrodel after walking the first batter.
They made that look easy.
They made that look really easy. Got the crowd here a little excited. And this will bring Justin Wade. First pitch high as well. 1-0. Two outs on the board. Looking to turn this inning around. Another ball. Wade way ahead here, 3-0. This is hit to the third baseman. Routine throw. Out of first. That'll end the top of the first. And we'll go to a short commercial break here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
An unconventional 1-2-3 in the top half of the first inning for Nick Schrodel. Walked the first base, the first batter, and then two ground outs to the third baseman with a routine double play and then a 5-3 put out. Sends the 45s to the batter's box. The center fielder, Andy Bain, will lead off for the 45s. The right-hander. He will face Dumart for the Rosebuds, taking his warm-up pitches on the mound, also throwing with his right hand. 0-0, your score in the bottom of the first as the Colt 45s look for their first at-bat of the 2019 season.
The wind died down a little bit from when we first started. I was hoping they would get that tailwind, you know, sail that. If they get it out into the center field, you know, sail it over. Give us a home run.
The wind seems to be blowing to the north, to our left, towards third base from first. Weather a bit of an issue here tonight. There seems to be a storm looming beyond that outfield fence.
Let's hope it stays over there. Keep pushing north. Don't come south.
So Andy Bayon stepping to the plate, looking to get something on the board here.
Luckily for the boys this summer, it's not too hot, not quite summer yet.
And for those of you listening in the Reading area, you know how hot it can be. So this weather kind of a blessing on opening night for the players. Bayon takes his stance. First pitch called, strike, dropped by the catcher.
Looks like on both sides, They're just having to get some jitters out. Both pitchers, catchers, little position everywhere.
It is early. That pitch a little low. Almost in the dirt. 1-1. This one fouled straight back.
I'm glad I didn't park over there.
Any fouls going that way get dangerously close to cars.
You know, it's always a gamble whenever you come out to baseball games. Whether you know you're going to gamble or not, it's going to happen.
1-2. A swing and a miss. A drop third strike. Bain jogs to first, but he will not get there in time. One out for the Rosebuds.
Now batting, you're ready, Colt 45.
Miguel Marquez will step to the plate for the Colt 45s. The shortstop.
Miguel!
Right-hander.
From Regis University.
No shift in the outfield for the right-hander early in this game. First pitch, a little low, ball.
He, too, taking a moment to step out of the batter's box, shake off some nerves.
And this one is hit to left field. Will bounce short of the left fielder, and he will take first. A base hit here early for the Colt 45s.
Now batting.
Bringing up Austin Youngblood, the left fielder.
He's your right fielder, number 7, Austin Youngblood.
Youngblood takes a high ball. 1-0. Pitcher will check first. Marquez is quick to get back. Called strike. 1-1. And he will steal, the runner first will steal the pitch. The throw is wild to the right of the shortstop, covering second. And this throw is thrown over the dugout.
Two errors, Joseph.
But Marquez will stay at third. Looking for the call on the pitch. I think it was called a strike. 1-2. And this one is fouled just short of the right field line. That nasty curve you put on that ball barely got it out of play.
A little bit of chatter in the audience. I think Austin Youngblood, he's from Red Bluff, and I think they said that he was from Feather River College, so.
A local player.
Yep.
And a swing and a miss. Ending the at-bat, sending him back to the dugout, bringing up Christopher Brew, the first baseman. Talk about local stars. Christopher Brew plays locally here in Reading at Simpson University. The transfer played his first season for the Red Hawks and was in the rotation the majority of the season, playing first base, designated to hit a lot, had a couple home runs in the season, and he takes a strike on the first pitch. Shaking his head, looking like he's figuring it out. Almost checks the swing, but takes a high ball. 1-1.
Yeah, for a guy of his size, he looks like a total power hitter at Simpson. He led Simpson in home runs with 7 and had a batting average of .316.
So a good slugger here. The reason he's in the 4 spot for this Colt 45 team. Looking to bring a run home. Swing and a miss. Marquez still on third. Looking to come home and score a run with 2 outs. The 1-2 count for Brew. Fouled back into the net behind home plate. Fouled back once again. This time it gets past the net, almost to the cars. Some heads turn quickly.
This is definitely a battle.
8th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Still 1-2. Swing and a miss. That'll end the first inning. The Colt 45s leave a runner on third, and we're still tied at 0. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball. We're going to take a short break. KCNR 1460 and 96.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place with a fun and relaxing atmosphere to unwind after a long workday? Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has just what you're looking for. Easy to find at 2155 Hilltop Drive. Let owners Robert and Rhonda Hansen welcome you to your new favorite spot in town. Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar has a great selection of beer on tap, fine wines, weekly live music, and a food menu that's currently the best-kept secret in Reading. Open Tuesday through Saturday starting at 4. Clean, classy, and relaxing. Head to Kelly's Pub and Wine Bar. By far, the friendliest bar.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Awaiting the top of the second here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, as the Colt 45s take on the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. 0-0 your score, as the Colt 45s left a runner on third to end the bottom of the first. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping to build better communities through philanthropy. Schrodel back on the mound taking his warm-up pitches. The lefty had an unconventional 1-2-3 in the top half of the first inning. Walking a batter, getting a double play. And then a routine 5-3 ground out. Garrett Wave stepping to the plate for the Rosebuds. The lefty takes a strike on the first pitch. Another called strike. And Schrodel's ahead on this one. 0-2. And this one is popped high in the sky. And the wind will take it back, and the catcher's there to make the play.
Unfortunately, we were talking earlier, you know, the wind hadn't picked up, but right when it popped up, the wind took off.
The wind picked up right as the ball started coming down. Impressive play there by the catcher there. Number 4, Nick Horsley, the catcher for the Colt 45s, there to make the play. Calling off his teammates. Good leadership shown by the catcher. This brings up the pitcher, Jared Dumar for the Rosebuds. Throws right, bats left, hits one straight to the right fielder. And a quick line out there for Schrodel. This brings up Michael Miller for the Rosebuds. The left fielder. This ball is thrown low. 1-0.
A little bit of change up. We got two left-handed batters back-to-back.
The pitcher, Dumar, pitches right-handed. Took the batter's box as a lefty. And this ball is fouled towards the visiting dugout. 1-1.
I'm always amazed at some of these guys that are ambidextrous or switch hitters.
It definitely is impressive. 1-1. A swing and a miss. The breaking ball. Got him. Good pitch from Schrodel to get the second strike. 1-2. And the batter will take a hit to the shoulder, and he will take his base. Maybe I was a little too impressed with Schrodel's first pitch. He might have heard me, got a little nervous, and just clocked the batter. So we have a runner on first. And that'll bring up Robert Muniz for the Rosebuds, the second baseman. Wearing number 3, the right-handed batter. First pitch of the at-bat is a strike, a fastball right down the middle. Muniz kind of sat on it. Looked like he was a little hesitant. Not hesitant this time as he swings.
Catcher,
0-2.
Catcher quick to throw to second, but fortunately he's still safe.
And another swing and a miss for Muniz as he heads back to the dugout. Runners on first and second here. Two outs for Schrodel as he looks to get out of it. Brandon Cameron, the shortstop, stepping to the plate for the Rosebuds. With two outs, another breaking ball called strike. This one hit foul. And Schrodel, 0-2, is ahead, looking to get the final out and end the top half of the second. Here's the 0-2.
Big strike of lightning out in right field. Definitely got the crowd going.
Hear those oohs and ahs from the crowd.
Oh, and the thunder as follows.
Got him with a strike. Outside corner, low. Beautiful pitch. And that'll send us to the bottom of the second as the Rosebuds look to take the plate. And we'll send it to a commercial break. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 FM and 96.5 FM.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993 and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Nick Schrodel led on two runners for the Rosebuds in the top of the first, but got out of it, pitching the ball well, and the Rosebuds will look to take the plate here in the bottom of the second.
Both teams connecting well with the ball. You know, we've been first inning, we led with, or we ended the inning with Colt 45's runner on third. What do we have? The top of the last inning or this inning, second inning, runners on first and second. So it'll be interesting to see how the 45s end this inning.
So defense doing its job. Pitcher trusting his field, even though he lets runners on. We've had runners left, and we're still scoreless here in the bottom of the second. As a Shasta College product, takes the plate, Daniel Duarte. Number 13, as he will face Dumont. And this one grounded to third. And the ball thrown a little low, but still get the out at first. One up, one out for Dumont. Tonight's opening game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation, helping to build better communities through philanthropy. And this is the first game of many here at Tiger Field this season for the Colt 45s. They play a home-dominant schedule. We have one of the best facilities in the North State, and teams like to travel here to play. Dumar throws a ball. The first pitch. To Kyle Schroeder, the pitcher, at the plate. Also batting right-handed, even though he throws with his left. And after that ball, the catcher needs a mound visit. We talked about the nerves of these players. First game of the opening series. Playing amateur baseball, nerves can be a little high. Beautiful facility, a lot of people in attendance here tonight. Catcher just needs to...
It's a great opportunity for these guys, though. You know, in their off season, they get to harness their skills and practice a little bit more. Hopefully play with each other next season so that they'll develop a little bit more chemistry.
Yeah. Multiple returning players for the 45s on the roster this season. The 2-0. Ball outside. 3-0. Schrodel way ahead here. And the fastball down the middle from Dumart called a strike. Looking to take control of this at-bat.
The pitcher's really changing up his speeds, too. You know, the first two pitches looked like it was a little bit slower. The batter is having to wait, but, you know, that fastball got him.
This fastball low and outside, looking to repeat the last pitch, but unable to. And Schroeder will take a base.
Now batting from Benedictine University Mesa, number 34.
We mentioned Christopher Brew from Simpson University competing in the Cal Pack. Stepping to the plate, we have another Cal Pack player, Nick Horsley, number 34, the catcher for the Colt 45s, competing at Benedictine during the school year. Out in Arizona, a little bit out of his way to come to Redding.
I wonder what the dynamic is between Brew and Horsley. You know,
as they competed together.
Yeah, definitely, and now having to be teammates.
Horsley takes a strike on the first pitch of the at-bat. The high-thrown breaking ball managed to make its way into the zone. The second pitch, a fastball right down the middle. 0-2. Horsley steps out of the box to take some breaths for composure. One out, runner on first. Here's the 0-2, a swing and a miss. Getting the second out for the Rosebuds here in the bottom of the second.
Your second baseman from Shasta College, number 10, Peyton Edwards.
The second baseman steps to the plate for the Colt 45s. The local Shasta College product, Peyton Edwards, right-hander. This ball hits the outside of the strike zone, called a strike. 0-1. Two outs, one runner on. The wind picking up here. This one is hit right through the 4-6 hole, right over second base. And he will take first. The nice single advances the base runner on first to third. So with two outs, we have a beautiful base hit. Advancing the runner to third. Runners on first and third. We'll see what the designated hitter can do. Emin Velarde stepping to the plate. Number 21, the lefty. With a runner in scoring position. See if we can put something on the board here in the bottom half of the second inning. The sun is setting in left field, and this one is hit foul to the setting sun in left. Little looks of concern towards the dugout.
Parents, please have your children take part in the dizzy battle.
But it seems like everything is A-OK. 0-1.
Third baseline coach almost got beaned, though.
He was aware. Quick feet.
Yeah.
Got out of the way. That's what you're looking for in a coach.
Mm-hmm.
The strike in low and inside. 0-2. Looks to hit that inside low corner again. Just a little too close. 1-2. Runners on first and third, two outs. Velarde looking to make something happen here. And this pitch in the dirt. Looks like Horsley thought about taking second on that. Quick to get back to first.
Wind really picking up again.
With the runner on third, Horsley is taking the liberty of taking a couple extra steps away from the plate. Away from the bag, rather. And this pitch fouled left, right over our heads. Two-two. The flag in center field, sticking straight out as the wind is picking up here. And this ball is fouled straight into the dirt. Velarde keeping it alive here. The left-handed designated hitter. Still 2-2.
He's been able to connect a couple times. We just needed to go out straight.
On time, just not quite on target enough to put the ball in play. The 2-2 is hit into the dirt off the glove of the pitcher, and a run will score. Horsley takes third as the catcher shows his frustration. Unable to make the play. Ball had a tough bounce on it, but I'm sure it would be ruled an error. And an RBI for the first at-bat for the designated hitter, Velarde. In the bottom of the second, that'll bring up the top of the order for the 45s, center fielder Andy Bain. Mm-hmm. Still two outs, runner on first and third. And a fastball down the middle, called a strike. Miss off-speed pitch, fouled left to the on-deck circle. It looked like the first baseman, or the shortstop, rather, Marquez, tried to make a play with the left hand.
You know, what a team player. He's even trying to get his other players involved in the batting circle.
Here's the 0-2. A fastball fouled. Maybe he didn't make contact. Looked like a drop. Third strike as he takes his base, thrown out at first, and that'll end the inning. The Colt 45 score one in the bottom of the second, and we'll head to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the third here at historic Tiger Field, Redding, California. Joseph Van Dyke, Madison Cox on the call. The Rosebuds at the plate. Number five, Jared Palmyra, the right fielder. Colt 45 scored one in the bottom of the second as this pitch is low. 1-0. So the 45 strike first. And this pitch a little outside.
Two balls completely on a different spectrum. The first one low and inside. Second one high and outside.
The 2-0. And this one on target. Gets a called strike.
You just needed three pitches to find the happy medium, Joseph.
The 45s put some runners on base. That half inning took a little long. Shoulder got a little cold. Took three pitches to figure it out. Dial in. This one hit to the third baseman. And a 5-3 put out.
Now batting number 19, first baseman.
Shortle has done a good job so far in this game of trusting his infield.
Third baseman Daniel Duarte, number 13, has been doing a really good job as well.
He's really holding down his line,
mm-hmm.
Covering that side of the field well. Back to the top of the order for the Rosebuds. First baseman, number 19, Andrew Rubalcava. We'll take a ball. This pitch is swing and a miss. Fastball down the middle. Got him. 1-1.
Batter looking a little frustrated at himself on that one.
And this one is hit foul out in left field. We had a little in-between innings entertainment. Had a couple kids step to third plate and do a little dizzy bat race. Got the crowd kind of back into this game.
I was dizzy just watching him.
Here's the 1-2. And a strikeout for Schrodel to get the second out in the top of the third.
Number 7, Hunter Estabro.
Center fielder Hunter Estabrook stepping to the plate for the Rosebuds. Two outs. This pitch a little outside. One ball.
Estabrook looking to be the first runner on base.
Same spot for Schrodel. Fastball in the middle, a little outside. 2-0. And this one is hit high towards second base. We'll see what the wind does. It's on its way down. The shortstop is there to make the play. A quick top half of the third here at Tiger Field, and we'll head to a quick commercial break. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're here in the bottom of the third. 45's stepping back to the plate. They put a run on the board in the last inning. Miguel Marquez will step to the plate in tonight's game. Tonight's game is also brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping to build better communities through philanthropy. Bottom of third underway here. No pitching change for the Rosebuds. Dumart, the right-hander, still on the mound. And this first pitch is swung and missed. Dumar gets ahead with the 0-1 early. And this one is swung on and hit high.
Looks like it's fair.
Towards shallow left center. And the second baseman came over? The shortstop came over to make the play. Multiple Rosebud players there. Shortstop, the vocal leader, able to call off his teammates and make the play for the first out of the bottom of the third. That will bring up Nick Horsley. Scratch that. Austin Youngblood for the 45s, the right fielder. First pitch called a strike. The storm clouds are rolling in. Here in Redding, California, the lights for Tiger Field are on. And this ball is hit right by second base. A nice base hit there for the 45s.
First baseman, Chris.
The second hit right through that second base hole there for the 45s in this game so far. Christopher Brew, the first baseman, stepping to the plate. Runner on first, one out. The first pitch is hit over the head of the first baseman. And it will be a base hit. He'll take one. The runner will advance to third. So the 45's milking this runner on first and third early in this game. With one out on the board, Christopher Brew advances the runner, does his job. The local product, Daniel Duarte, stepping to the plate. With only one out, looking to make something happen here for the 45s. It looks like the wind has shifted from our position behind, a little to the left behind home plate. The flags are flying out to the right now. First pitch, strike. The 0-1, a breaking ball, broke a little too much, 1-1. This ball is popped up to the first baseman, who makes the catch. Two outs.
Left fielder, number 5, Kyle Soto. Kyle from Redding, California.
This will bring up Kyle Soto, left fielder. Runners on first and third. This pitch to the outside of the strike zone, called a strike. Fastball away from the batter. There's some decent speed on that ball. 0-1. This ball hit over the second baseman's head, and a run will score for the 45s. Brew will advance to second. Schroeder will take first. So with two outs here in the bottom of the third, the 45 score another run. The catcher stepping to the plate for the 45s, number 34, Nick Horsley. Horsley, the runner who scored in the bottom of the second, looking to maybe get on base, maybe score Brew with a double. Two outs, runners on first and second. As Dumar looks to get out of it. First pitch swung and missed.
Big swing.
Big swing. He knows the situation.
Mm-hmm. Nick Horsley from Laverkin, Utah. As we said earlier, he plays at Benedictine, and they won 44 games this season. Pretty good record.
One of the formidable teams in the CalPAC. Made it to the national tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right. Good asset to have on the team.
Yeah, the 45 player at the plate has NAIA postseason experience. See what he can do here in the bottom of the third. As this pitch is swung and missed, 0-2. And this one is hit. Looked like it was going to swing fair. Curves out behind first base.
We talked about earlier, there's that change and shift in the wind, the direction. It's now going about northeast. Ball just taken right over to the right field.
It seems like every time I look at the flags, they're flying a different way than they were the last
changing.
Time.
It's changing, yeah. Now it's flying towards us. Very unpredictable.
We do have a nice little rainbow forming over the center field fence right behind the flag.
It's the inaugural rainbow.
Inaugural rainbow.
They didn't have to pay for that one. Maybe next week, though.
The 0-2 is outside. Horsley stays alive. Runners on first and second. Two outs. Here's the 1-2.
Ooh.
Horsley thought about it. Tried to check his swing. Was unable to prevent the elbows from breaking. Gets the called strike.
Good breaking ball by the Santa Rosa pitcher, though. Started high, ended low, right in the strike zone.
He probably saw Horsley swinging hard earlier. Decided to go with the breaking ball, and it got him. Mm-hmm. That'll end the bottom of the third. The Colt 45 score another one to go up 2-0. And we'll be back shortly with the top of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Mako is back with another great deal giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh. Better get Mako.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Yeah, I didn't do it that.
The top of the fourth, about to get underway here. The clouds have rolled in, but it looks like they might pass. Clear skies on the horizon look to be coming our way. So we might get out of this weather scot-free tonight. Colt 45s have a 2-0 lead over the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. Scored one run in each, the bottom of the second and the bottom of the third. 45s have left six runners on base so far in this game. We're getting a little MLB update in arena from the Tiger Field PA announcer, letting everyone know that the Tigers are winning. As we await the top of the fourth. Justin Wade leading off for the Rosebuds. Number 23, the right-hander, looks to get things started. This first pitch in the dirt. Ball.
That ball hitting right on home plate, though. If only that were a strike.
And he dials it in this one.
Hey, he must have heard me. He got the second one, a strike. 1-1.
The lights are on here at Tiger Field. Gloomy skies overhead as this ball is also thrown low. 2-1. We've talked about the wind a lot. It sure is blowing right now. Here's the 2-1. Just inside, it seems. Another ball, 3-1. The ump and the catcher exchanged a little look after that pitch. He tried to frame it, and this ball is hit to the second baseman, who will get it to Christopher Brewer first for the putout.
Easy ground ball pickup right there by the second baseman. Beautiful play.
Garrett strikes out. All there. $4 for the rest of this inning.
Y'all have bags? Did they give you bags?
Yeah, right.
The catcher for the Rosebuds stepping to the plate. For those of you that have caught a game here at Tiger Field know, if the opposing team's catcher strikes out, beer is only $1 for the next half inning. So you get a nice little jeer from the crowd. Those who may not be paying too much attention, tune in. This game, as we've mentioned, brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping to build better communities through philanthropy. As the catcher fouls the ball off first base, 0-1. And this pitch by Schrodel just a little high. The 45's catcher and the ump exchanging another look. Really trying to frame that ball, 1-1. And this one low, 2-1.
I think pitchers on both sides, 45s and the Santa Rosa, have been having trouble trying to figure out where the strike zone is for the umpire.
You can visibly see, there he is, as he gets the strike on the inside with a fastball, you can see the catchers from each team going out of their way to frame the pitch, pitches they think should be strikes that are not getting called. But that's just the game.
Mm-hmm. You have to adapt to your umpire.
And this one is hit high over our heads, foul, to some bocce ball courts behind us. Wade stays alive for the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, 2-2.
Very interactive game here. We've had plenty of foul balls in them, getting the kids into the game.
And this one is fouled back to first base, like the first pitch of the at-bat. And yeah, Maddie, we have had a good amount of action in this game. Mm-hmm. A lot of foul balls, running runners getting on. Beautiful plays. We had a double play. Routine double play.
Very early, too. I was surprised to see.
And this pitch called a ball down the middle. Might have been a little low. 3-2.
Getting a couple boos from the audience here for the umpire.
Hometown crowd doesn't like the full count too much. This one fouled back over the snack shack. And this at-bat is going on. The umpire needs new balls. Wade doing a good job staying alive with the full count. Schroedl just looking to end the at-bat. Here's the 3-2. Grounded to the first baseman, and Brew is in a foot race to get the tag. He gets the bag and ends the at-bat. And you see a lot of people look at their phones in the audience as a tornado warning notification goes out in our area. We'll keep you updated on that. Looks like clear skies are on the way.
As if this game wasn't already exciting, right? We just had to add a tornado right on top of it.
As the first pitch for Garrett Wave is a ball low inside. And this pitch from Schroedl hits the grass.
Good stop by catcher Horsley, though.
Yeah. Popped up quick to catch the ball off the bounce. The 2-0 is hit towards left field. He gets a good step on it and makes the diving catch in left to end the inning. Cheers from the crowd. The catch was impressive. He got a good jump on the ball on the crack of the bat, able to make the diving catch and end the inning. And the Colt 45s will be up batting next. As you're listening to Colt 45 Baseball here on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
The Colt 45's have the lead here, up 2-0, as the top of the fourth ended with a beautiful sliding catch from the left fielder Kyle Schroedl to end the half of the inning for the Rosebuds.
Definitely some good momentum going for the Colt 45's here, too, to end the inning with a diving catch.
That'll bring up Peyton Edwards for the 45s, the second baseman. And this one grounds straight to the third baseman. The 5-3 put out. Good. and a quick out on the first pitch of the at-bat in the bottom of the fourth. Eamon Velarde, the designated hitter, stepping to the plate.
He advanced a couple runners here the last at-bat, so I expect to see good things from him this at-bat.
Last time he stepped to the plate, another situation. There was a runner first and third, able to get the RBI and score the first run of the game for the 45s. We'll see if he can make himself a base runner here. The first pitch, the bottom, the breaking ball catches the bottom of the strike zone. 0-1. And this one is hit and dies right in front of the home plate. Tries to outrun it, but the pitcher, quick on his feet, gets the ball to first. A quick two outs here.
Good running effort by Velarde, though. Sometimes I feel like if you know you're going to be out, there's a tendency to want to jog, but you know, he ran it out.
And you never really know when those balls die right in front of you.
Uh-huh.
You can't really turn your head and look once you start sprinting towards the base, but who knows? We saw the pitcher get an error earlier on a ground ball that took a bad bounce. And this will bring up Andy Bain, who makes good contact with the ball towards the shortstop, who is unable to make a play, and it pokes through. Rolled a hit as it bounced right through his feet, it seemed. And Andy Bain makes himself a base runner on first with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth.
Shortstop number three, Miguel Marquez.
Those ground ball hits have been really good for them, I think. You know, they've been popping up out into, you know, center field, right field, but the wind is taking it away and allowing the outfielders to get time to get to it.
And it seems like if you hit a ball on the ground, the Rosebuds might make an error and might take a bad bounce. We've seen a couple of those tonight as the first pitch of Marquez's at-bat is in the dirt. Marquez already has a base hit on the night. Came early in the first. We'll see what he can do here with two outs and a runner on first. Here's the 1-0 as Marquez steals second and beats the ball. Heads up base running there. Good base running there from the shortstop. Here's the 1-1. Dumar takes a long look at second after that Marquez steal to make sure he's staying put, and then he throws the ball in the dirt. 2-1.
Although Colt 45s are at Redding, a local team, you know, we've got guys coming in from all over the state. Our batter, Miguel Marquez, is from Colorado.
He probably feels right at home with this weather.
I know, right? I heard they got some snow.
And this ball is fouled back. I just got a report saying parts of Redding got hail.
Oh, wow.
A couple minutes ago. So maybe after the game, we'll check some of that out.
Maybe they misconstrued it for, you know, the Colt 45s, hitting, you know?
Yeah.
They're really baseballs instead of things of hail.
And this ball is grounded to the shortstop, who quickly steps up and makes the throw short. The runner is safe at first, and on the throw to first, the runner on third, Bain, heads up base runner, who stole a base, takes home and beats the ball, scoring another run for the 45s.
Tremendous display of speed by Bain that we just saw there.
We saw him steal a base on a 1-2 count and then take two on a single, infield single. Impressive base running there. This brings up Austin Youngblood with a runner on first, two outs. This ball thrown outside, 1-0. Although the 45s have scored, they've been unable to string runs together. With two outs and a runner on first, we'll see what Youngblood can do here. As a runner on first, we'll steal, and this is thrown over the head of the shortstop coming to cover, and he will take third. So just like that, the situation changes drastically for Youngblood with a runner on third.
Although they may not be getting the hits that they're wanting, you know, the runners on base are doing a tremendous job of getting, advancing.
Marquez was a great example of that, like we've been saying so far mm-hmm. in this inning.
Two very fast guys right back-to-back on the lineup.
And this pitch is high. Once again, this game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The McConnell Foundation helping to build better communities through philanthropy. I keep thinking as we see the clear skies rolling in from left field, how beautiful the McConnell Foundation is mm-hmm. on a clear day like that. Hopefully we can get some of that weather here soon, maybe in this weekend series.
Definitely.
As Dumar walks the runner.
First baseman number 24.
And that'll bring up Christopher Brew. First baseman. Two outs with the runner on first and third. We have speed at third.
And a power hitter at bat.
As Maddie said earlier, Brew hit multiple home runs during his scholastic year for Simpson. And with the pitch, Youngblood will steal second. Youngblood, a steal threat, showing solid speed. So maybe with a single here from Brew, we could potentially get two scores. Maybe Dumar's thinking about that as he throws this one in the dirt outside. 1-1. And this pitch is fouled.
Just shy of a car.
With all the fans in attendance, the parking lot is packed. Not a lot of spaces to spare. Not a lot of room for baseballs to land when they're hit foul towards that way.
We really should think about having a car insurance sponsor for these games as well.
Here's the 1-2. Just outside. 2-2. As the PA calls for some hype for Chris Brew. Two's across the board. Runners on second and third here in the bottom of the fourth. And this one fouled right back to the parking lot. Same spot. Sounded like contact to me.
I think so. I think that should be a statistic, too. How many cars can you hit during a season?
We'll start of this season, tally at one.
Yep.
And this one is hit fair towards the down the third base line. And one run will score easy. Both runs will score easy. A hard hit single down the left field line for Christopher Brew will score two.
Third baseman number 13.
And the 45s jump to a 5-0 lead. Third baseman Daniel Duarte stepping to the plate with two outs. Christopher Brew on first. The called strike gets some groans from the crowd. 0-1.
A common theme tonight. There's been some discrepancies in the ump calls.
That's also what you love to hear from a hometown crowd.
I think he heard some of the groans because he just called that one a strike.
0-2. And called third strike. Great pitch to the outside corner of the strike zone. Ends the inning. The Colt 45 still score two. Score three. Scratch that. In the bottom of the fourth, and we will go to commercial break. You're listening to Court 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We had a little more entertainment in between the innings here. As we await the top of the fifth, Colt 45s took a 5-0 lead, scoring 3 runs in the bottom of the fourth. And we await Schroedl to take the mound once again.
Tonight in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion down the third baseline, celebrating EMS Week 2019, we have AMR, Shasta County, and Reach Air Medical Services, proud providers of emergency medical transportation services in Shasta County. When minutes matter, our EMTs, paramedics, nurses, and pilots are ready and waiting to serve you. To the employees of AMR and Reach, thank you for what you, in support of the residents of Shasta County, EMS strong. Go Colt 45s.
It's a really cool thing the 45s do, that Third Base Club. Putting it to good use.
Mm-hmm.
As the first two pitches of this at-bat split, one strike, one ball. The Rosebuds looking to put something on the board, get something going, string together some offense here in response to this 5-point 45 lead.
I need some oomph.
And it seems like they'll get it as Miller has walked on the first at-bat of the inning. That'll bring up Robert Muniz, the second baseman. First pitch, low and outside.
Muniz looking like he wanted to follow that one a little bit. Didn't quite want to take it, but he was going to follow it.
Another pitch outside the strike zone for Schroedl.
That time he followed, swing and a miss.
1-1. Another called strike for Schroedl. 1-2. The scoreboard a little behind play here. Looking to fix the run scored in the bottom of the fourth. Looks like they just got that 3 put up there, putting the Colt 45s total to 5, as this one is hit outside of the left baseman, third baseman, a little to his left. And that's a base hit for the Rosebuds.
Cameron.
So with no outs, we have a runner on first and second. Miller walked. Muniz base hit. That'll bring up Brandon Cameron. See what the shortstop can do here. First pitch hit towards second base. Let the runners advance, make the play at first. The 4-3 put out lets the runners advance, but gets an out on the board for the Colt 45s. Right fielder Jared Palmyra stepping to the plate. Runners in scoring position. 45 is looking to hold on to their 5-run lead. First pitch swung hard to the third baseman who gets the catch and the double play. The great catch from Duarte there. Knew right where the ball was going to be. Gets it in his glove and the heads-up play to get it to second. As the base runner had a solid leadoff, ending the inning.
Again, we're seeing great plays from the third baseman, Duarte.
that a very special thing has just
happened. I don't think anything's really gotten past him tonight.
No. He has multiple putouts on the night. Solid third baseman for the 45s.
What is the Frozen Fifth? Well, the Colt 45.
And Brew, a big target on first. Able to get multiple putouts there. So the 45s hold on to their five-run lead. And we'll go to a commercial break as we await the bottom of the fifth. You listen to Colt 45 Baseball here on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Colt 45's at the plate as the bottom of the fifth is underway here in Redding, California. The first pitch, breaking ball, hits the zone, called strike.
Again, our game today is brought to you guys by McConnell Foundation, helping to build better communities through philanthropy.
Another called strike there for Schrodel at the plate. Kyle Schrodel, left fielder.
I wonder if they're related.
Yeah, if you haven't figured it out, there's two of them. One in left field, one on the mound for the 45s. Probably brothers, Kyle and Nick. And a quick strikeout there for Kyle Schrodel. This will bring Nick Horsley to the plate. Catcher number 34 has an RBI on the night, 2 of 3 so far. See what he can do here with one out. First pitch bounces before it can get to him. 1-0.
You know, that takes a lot of skill to be able to throw the ball and hit the home plate. We mentioned we had bocce ball behind us. He's just playing bocce ball here, too.
It shows accuracy, but not really the accuracy you're looking for.
The one you're looking for, yeah.
But he gets Horsley to swing on this one, evening the count at 1. That was a little more accurate there.
Yes.
This pitch thrown outside. Easy take for Horsley. 2-1.
Santa Rosa pitcher changing up those speeds a little bit again, we see here.
He's got a decent off-speed package. We've seen him slow it down, use the breaking ball, throw it high, get it to break in the zone. As he throws the ball here, making the count 3-1. Here's the pitch.
Man,
this one, good. A called strike. Fastball outside. Thrown well.
Full count.
Gets a little motivation from the audience. And this one is hit towards right field. The right fielder had a weird shift to his right, towards center. Horsley able to place the ball well outside of his outstretched arms. This will bring up Peyton Edwards with the runner on first and one out. Edwards is Shasta College product.
Just finished his sophomore year at Shasta College. Led his team with a batting average of 356.
as he fouls this one back.
I know we had a cool April nights last month, but it's kind of getting a little chilly out here, too, right now.
Yeah. We've had clouds in the sky all night. People were talking about storm threats.
Tornadoes.
Luckily, the weather's been good enough to get this game played. As this ball is thrown high, and Horsley will take second with ease. The wild pitch from Newmar.
Being from a small town, I'm glad to hear the cowbells. The crowd's got the cowbells out tonight.
And for any of you Kings fans who might be listening, cowbell's been a rallying cry for years, making its way up here to the North State. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Edwards felt like he was on it. Takes a couple steps back. Gets some composure. As the pitcher is ahead with a 1-2. Runner on second. Swing and a miss. It looked like a late swing. And that'll be the second out.
Let's hear it for your designated hitter, number 21, Eamon Velarde.
That'll bring Velarde to the plate. A name we've heard multiple times tonight as he already has an RBI. Multiple base hits in this game. Swung the bat well, the left-hander. The designated hitter in the 9 spot for the Colt 45s takes a strike. The wind seems to have died down a little bit. Big swing. And a miss. Got a little contact. Catcher still able to get the ball. 0-2.
He just needed a taste of the pie before he took the whole thing.
That was a big swing. And this ball is fouled down to home plate.
Still alive, though.
Another big swing from the designated hitter. 0-2.
Two outs, runner on second.
No shift in the outfield, playing straight up. And this one is grounded towards second. And the pitcher runs to the first to make the play and just doesn't beat the runner. The runner is safe at first, keeping the inning alive and scoring Horsley. So an unconventional way the 45s to get a run. But Velarde, the designated hitter, was moving to first base.
I don't think the pitcher knew that, for Santa Rosa, knew that he was right behind him.
Yeah, the first baseman went to cover the ball at second, and the pitcher, Dumar, just wasn't able to get on his horse fast enough to make the play at first.
And we're back at the top of the lineup. Yeah. With Andy Bain.
Short center fielder. Andy Bain takes a strike on the first pitch. Bain, one of those two tremendous base runners at the top of the order for the 45s, alongside Marquez. And a big swing from the center fielder there. 0-2. Two outs, runner on first. This ball thrown a little high. 1-2.
Almost got him, though. He wasn't sure if he was going to swing or not, but he pulled back.
Good eye there from Bain. Able to pull that swing back. Here's the 1-2. Outside. 2-2.
crowd didn't seem too happy with that ball call.
The crowd responding to the favorable call, calls seeming to go their way now. Jarring, because they thought it was a bad call, but it's going our way, so they're going to try and keep their mouth shut. As Dumar gets the strikeout with a well-placed pitch, the Colt 45s take a 6-0 lead in the bottom of the fifth, able to score one more run, and we'll head to a commercial break. Listen to KCNR 1460 AM 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Nick Schrodel still on the mound for the top of the sixth for the Colt 45s as they take on the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. The Rosebuds and the 45s split the season series to open last year's season 1-1, one of those games getting canceled. And the Colt 45s find themselves up 6 runs. As the Rosebuds take the plate. First pitch, a ball for Schrodel. Andrew Rubicalla at the plate.
Battle of the left-handers right here.
Top of the order, the first baseman. And another ball. The 45s have managed to string some offense together in every inning but the first, scoring 1 run in the bottom of the second, 1 in the bottom of the third, 3 in the bottom of the fourth, and 1 in the bottom of the fifth. As Schrodel finds the zone there and gets a strike, 2-1. And right there, bottom corner outside, 2-2. And this one is hit toward center field. Doesn't look like the fielder's going to get there. This ball will bounce. A nice base hit there to lead off the top of the sixth as he is out stretching at second.
Couldn't quite make it. He was right there, though.
Which seemed like a nice base hit. Probably should have been a single. Rubicalla tried to turn it into a double and was unable to take the second bag. Great job there from Bain, Andy Bain, the center fielder for the 45s, not to give up on that ball and quickly get it to the second baseman. That brings up the center fielder Estabrook for the Rosebuds, who takes a ball on the first pitch.
Yeah, we were talking about Bain earlier, the center fielder. You know, we saw his speed and athleticism in the bottom of the fourth when he scored a run. And again, we see it on defense.
I think we also see a little bit of heart.
Definitely.
As even with the 6-run lead, not giving up on that play.
Mm-hmm.
As Estabrook takes another ball. And he's ahead with a 2-0 count. One out here. As this ball finds the bottom corner of the strike zone. A nice called strike there for Schrodel. 2-1. And this one is popped up, hit foul.
Right
towards some
home
cars.
Plate, yep.
Yeah. No crash hurt on that one.
Some cowbells, though.
Still 2-1 here. And this ball is thrown high. With that last foul, brought it to 2-2. That ball will bring it to 3-2 and fill up the count.
I don't know. This is always a stressful time for me with a full count.
See how Schrodel handles it?
Able to stay alive.
Estabrook stays alive, fouling a ball towards his dugout. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, hoping to build better communities through philanthropy. And Estabrook takes a quick break, puts some dirt on his hands here, with one out and the full count. Estabrook takes the box, calls time once again, maybe trying to mess up Schrodel's flow, timing, and the pitch straight down the middle. Got him.
Man, the suspense was killing me on that one, Joseph.
Estabrook milked that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Good on Schrodel to still pull the chair on that one and get the second out. One out away from sending the 45s to the plate in the bottom of the sixth. Justin Wade, the third baseman for the Rosebuds, stepping to the plate. The right-hander takes a strike down the middle on the first pitch.
That one a little bit in the inside, too.
And this one is thrown a little low. 1-1. And Wade hits this ball hard towards center field. And he will try to take second. And this time he will make it. That one was close. But he was safe. You could tell the crowd with a fresh memory of the Rosebud getting out at second. Looking to turn a bomb to center field into two. This time the result was a little different. So with two outs, the Rosebuds have a runner on second. And Garrett Wave, the catcher, steps to the plate. Lefty on lefty once again. With two outs and a runner on second, we see what Wave can do here. The wind has almost completely died down here. Still have a little bit of lightning out behind us towards the right, and this ball is hit hard towards the right field fence, and that ball is gone. There is no doubt about it. A two-run homer for the Rosebuds here in the top of the sixth. And Garrett Wave just hammered that ball. It seemed he knew at the crack of the bat, and the groans from the crowd soon followed, as they knew, too.
It seems to be a favorable position for our batters, too. Two hits back-to-back right out in right field.
And we mentioned the wind died down on that one, making that one a little easier. But I think with the wind, that surely would have been a home run.
Definitely.
That ball was hit hard.
Might have stretched two parking lots away.
About 340 feet on that ball. As the Rosebuds cut into the six-run Colt 45 lead by two.
Getting some oohs and ahs from the crowd. Not only is the stadium lit up by the lights, but also the lightning.
Pitcher Jared Dumar stepping to the box for the Rosebuds. And Schrodel gets in the swing on the first pitch they at bat. 0-1. This next pitch a little high. 1-1. With two outs, here's the 1-1. Swing and barely yanked foul.
Again, to that right field.
Down the right field line. We've had a couple lefty hitters come up against the lefty. That right field is a favorable spot for them. We see that with the right fielder taking a more center fielder position, a position toward center field as he pops this one up, and the third baseman is able to make a play and end the inning for the 45s. The Rosebuds score two runs, but the Colt 45s get out of it and still up four. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball here on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Riverfront Playhouse answers the question you didn't know you wanted to ask. What if the entire works of Shakespeare was summed up by the Three Stooges? Be prepared to laugh your artsy self silly as Tyler, Isaac, and Keith condense everything the Bard ever wrote into one 97-minute show. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, written by Long, Singer, and Winfield, directed by Jen Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, May 18th through June 15th.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227 or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
The Colt 45's hold on to their 6-2 lead as the Rosebuds able to get two in the top of the sixth. The 45's are taking the plate and they will bat here in the bottom of the sixth.
Now that the clouds have passed by, it's shaping up to be a pretty beautiful night. We've got the full hometown baseball experience. We've got burgers and hot dogs cooking right behind me. Crowded stadium.
Opening night here at Tiger Field, always a good one. Celebrating veterans tonight this season. Thank you to everyone and anyone who has served our country. Miguel Marquez up for the 45s, takes a ball on the first pitch. Here in the bottom of the sixth. The wind has died down completely. As Maddie says, the skies have cleared. Here's the 1-0. Another ball. This one gets past the catcher.
Too bad no runners. Would have been an easy error and an advance in the runner.
Here's the 2-0 for Marquez. This one swung and hit foul, making it a 2-1 count. Tonight's game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping to build better communities through philanthropy. Thank you to the McConnell Foundation for sponsoring tonight's game.
How many times can you say philanthropy as fast as you can, Joseph?
I think I can say it a lot, but I'm not going to try right now. Here's the 2-1. Marquez takes it down the middle, a little to the inside, evening up at 2. What about you? You want to try for all the listeners at home?
You know what? I don't like to embarrass myself on the opening night.
And Marquez swings and misses on this one. The Rosebuds get the first out of the sixth inning. Let's hear it for Red Blood Zone. Dumar gets a nice K there.
Right fielder Austin Youngblood up again. Not only is he getting all the hits to his right field, he has to keep his eye open now. He's at bat.
And this one hits the dirt short of the batter's box. 1-0.
What a team player. Christopher Brew, first baseman, goes to get his ball for him.
This one hit foul. Back behind him, 1-1. As Maddie said, Youngblood got worked a little bit in right field. Had a couple balls hit his way. One sailed over the fence above his head as he swings and misses on this one.
Big swing for Youngblood. It always amazes me at some of the power these guys are able to generate.
The 1-2 thrown in the dirt. 2-2.
Just shy of the home plate again.
And the Rosebuds catcher wants to talk to his pitcher. Not a long plate meeting. Just a couple words. We see what effect they have on Dumar here. The 2-2, thrown high, almost breaks into the zone, but not quite. And we have a full count with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. And that is a called strike three.
The catcher did a good job of framing that pitch, I think, Joseph.
And the umpire did a good job with that call.
He did.
You tell he was into it a little bit.
Definitely.
So two outs here as Christopher Brew steps to the plate. You mentioned you're impressed with the power some of these players put in their swing. Brew, one of those power hitters, as he swings and misses on this one, 0-1.
Shown it a couple times tonight. See if he can get another one. And he does.
And that he does. This one pops up towards center and makes it over the fence. A solo home run for Brew. A little rebuttal to that Rosebud home run hit earlier in this inning.
Good noise from the crowd, too.
And just as the Rosebuds can think they might have a little momentum to cut into this Colt 45's lead, with two outs, Brew solo home runs on what appeared to be a breaking ball. A little off-speed selection there from Dumar, unable to get past Brew. And the 45s extend their lead back to 5, 7-2 here in the bottom of the sixth. Daniel Duarte swings and misses on that one. Number 13, third baseman. 0-1 with two outs. And this one breaks and gets him. Dumar able to get him to swing.
Looks a little frustrated after that one. Took a couple steps out of the batter's box. And
it was a good pitch. It broke perfectly. Able to get Daniel there. And this fastball is thrown wild. And will ricochet against the backstop here at Tiger Field. The 1-2 on the way. This one fouled towards right field.
Right into the dumpster. That's extra points, I think.
I don't think they're getting that ball back. And this ball fouled just past the third base bag.
Really utilizing all of the field here.
Keeping all the fielders, all the defensive players for the Rosebuds on their toes.
Yep, going right, going left. Will we see a center this one? I don't know.
Maybe that'd be too predictable.
I know, right? That's true. Got to shake it up every once in a while.
Here's the 1-2. And to center, the second baseman able to make the play. Seemed like that it was a little predictable, maybe.
It was.
He hit one left.
If we're going to give it to him, it wasn't quite center. It was leaning a little bit to the right.
So a Brew solo home run extends the Colt 45 lead, and we'll go to a short commercial break. You listen to Colt 45 Baseball here on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and
attending more four-year universities and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher for the 45s in the top of the seventh. Jordan Akins, number 9. The Shasta College sophomore, local product, takes the mound for the 45s. Trudel did a great job. Able to sit down multiple batters. Let his infield work for him. Get some putouts there. Was able to keep the Rosebuds scoreless until the top of that sixth inning. And if he didn't get up that home run, things might have been a lot different with the shutout. But Akins in now, the right-hander. And we'll see what he can do here in the top of the seventh. First pitch short. We saw some nerves from all the players, it seemed, in the first couple innings, as this is Akins' first plate appearance on opening day here 2019. We'll see how long it takes him to kind of shake those nerves away. This pitch is hit foul, bounced fair, and then curved right around first base. Jared Palmiro, the Rosebud at the plate, the left-hander. Right fielder. Here's the 1-1. This one low and outside. Ball two.
Akins trying to find his rhythm. However, he's maintained pretty good speed throughout so far.
Three pitches in. We'll see what he has here. And this one hit foul towards his dugout. So four pitches for Akins, and it's a 2-2 count. And a swing and a miss there for Palmiro as he heads back to the dugout. And Akins gets a strikeout.
Not a bad way to start off the switch of the pitchers.
No, it had to feel good for the sophomore there. Mm-hmm. Back to the top of the order for the Rosebuds. Andrew Rubalcaba, the first baseman, swings and misses there.
Akins giving some umph on that pitch. His hat flew off.
The hat flew off to review some long locks there.
Very
for Akins.
Luscious. Yes.
And this one is fouled back. 0-2. Akins ahead here.
I'll need to ask him later what conditioner he uses.
Here's the 0-2. And this one hits Rubalcaba right on the left leg.
Looked about towards the ankle, too. We heard it from up here. Definitely audible.
It missed the shin pad, it seemed.
Slow to walk to first.
Not what you want to feel while you're in the batter's box. The 45 infield, quick to let Akins know he's okay. We're ahead. We're good. Let the relief pitcher do his thing. Get strikeouts. One out and a runner on first here. Hunter Estabrook, the center fielder, stepping to the plate, the right-handed center fielder, with one out. We see what Akins does here. And this one is fouled down the right field line once again. It seemed like the Rosebud dugout expected some sort of steal or runner movement there on the pitch. So we'll see what the base runner does here. As this pitch is thrown outside, low, 1-1. Weather hasn't really been a problem in these last couple innings. The wind has died down. Although the sky is dark, it's clear. The lights are on. As Akins' wild pitch allows the runner on first to advance.
Unfortunately, Horsley been consistent all night, unable to block that one.
The count, 2-1. And this ball thrown low. Akins has a really high release on his ball. Every pitch seems to be going down to get the strike zone. He's unable to really dial in right now and find it. Unable to find it there. Low and outside once again, 3-1.
The extension wasn't as high that time, though. He's improving with every pitch.
And this pitch is wild. But the runner will stay at second. Good job there from the 45's catcher to get on top of that ball and prevent the run from advancing with one out. The full count here. And this ball is hit towards center. We'll see if the right fielder can make a play. He can't. The ball drops. And it looks like a score will run for the Rosebuds. No play at the plate. A nice double there from Estabrook.
Second baseman making contact with Estabrook, but looked like Estabrook just beat him by a step. Again, we're seeing Youngblood out in right field getting all the action.
The Rosebuds tack one on to cut into the 7-3 Cole 45 lead.
Inside pitch from Akins. Justin Wade awaiting the second pitch. And that one a little low. Count 2-0.
One out. Runner on second. And this ball is thrown low as Akins loses his hat once again. And the batter is way ahead. With a 3-0 count.
The technique on the catcher Horsley's mask takeoff is incredible. He's definitely getting to practice that this time.
Here's the 3-0. And he will walk the batter. There seems to be some confusion on the field as the skipper for the 45s will take the mound. Have a word with his relief pitcher. Akins, the only reliever on the scorecard we received. And once you pull a pitcher, you cannot re-enter. So we'll see what happens here. The 45s could move around some position players if anywhere over the next two innings they think Akins isn't getting the job done, but for the most part, I would say they would ride Akins on the way out of this game.
The Colt 45's website is accurate. Their roster is laden with pitchers. I think they've got about 7 to work with this season. Both right-handers and left-handers. Outweighed by the right-handers.
Barrick Fasking and Justin Simbesma, the managers for the 45s. As Akins gets the strike there, maybe one of them has something good to say for their relief pitcher. Akins checks first. Still 0-1.
Getting some elaborate hand signs from the base coach for Santa Rosa.
And this ball hit foul into a pole, startling a couple fans with good seats right down there in the first row.
You sure that wasn't a cowbell ding? That's what it sounded like.
The way the fans have been in it tonight, you would think it might have been a cowbell ding.
Things quieting down a bit. We need some excitement.
One out, runner on first and third. This ball thrown outside. 1-2. Top of the order for the Rosebuds, Rubicava at the plate. This one hit hard but foul down the left field line.
Akins looking like he's getting a little more consistent with his pitches.
He's throwing about 15. Getting that right shoulder warmed up.
Luckily, since the wind's died down, it's gotten a little warmer.
This ball thrown high. 2-2. Runners on first and third for the Rosebuds. So scoring position.
Only one out.
And this ball hit towards the pitcher. Unable to get the catch, but they make the play at first. Do they get the double play? They do. The ball hit to second. And the second baseman able to get the bag and make the throw to Christopher Brew for the double play to end the inning.
Good play by second baseman Peyton Edwards. He caught the ball in his glove and just did a pitch to the shortstop.
And that'll send us to the 7-inning stretch. We'll take a commercial break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Memorial Day is May 27th, a day set aside to honor those who've gone before us and given their lives for their country. I'm Rob Burrows reminding you about the special programs this Memorial Day. Starting at 10 a.m. at the Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street in Reading, Memorial Program with refreshments. Also starting at 11 a.m. is the Memorial Day service at Anderson at the Anderson Cemetery, hosted by the Anderson VFW Post 9650. Followed by an evening program at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, beginning at 5:55 p.m. with a flyover. It's recommended you get to these events early because parking fills up fast. For more information, you can call the Igo Veterans Cemetery at 530-396-2447. 530-396-2447.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday, Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Join us Thursday, June 6th, for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, all you have to do is go in and have dinner in Elements on June 6th, and 10% of all food proceeds will go to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part. June 6th, it's Dine and Donate at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back out here at historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. Had a beautiful rendition of God Bless America played in between the seventh innings, the bottom of the top half. Crowd responding to the winner of the 50-50 raffle.
You can't forget the seventh inning stretch, too. Come on, let me hear your voice. Your singing voice.
I missed it. I must have missed it. If you've ever been out to a game here at Tiger Field, you know the crowd gets into it. The PA announcer gets into it. Her little hometown rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
I think downtown Reading may have been able to hear it, too, you know, from Tiger Field over here.
And it looks like we have a new pitcher for the Rosebuds. We'll wait for the ump to report. It looks like Marquez will move to the mound for the Rosebuds. So Dumar will sit down with his body of work for the night. Rosebuds looking for something different. The right-hander throws his first pitch of the night.
New pitcher. Number
throws his pitch to Kyle Schrodel, who fouls it back.
Schrodel not quite committing on that swing there.
Jared Marquez, the new pitcher for the Rosebuds, we'll see how he responds to his first game of relief for the 2019 season. We saw Akins take a couple pitches to settle in. And here's the second pitch. And it's a strike on the inside corner. 0-2. The PA announcer calling for the crowd to rally behind Schrodel. Behind on the 0-2 to start the bottom of the seventh. And Schrodel calls time. Takes a swing to settle himself. The 0-2 on the way. And this ball is far inside, causing Kyle to step back. Gets one ball on the count. 1-2.
You know, it looked like kind of one of the new dance moves we might see. Lean back. Lean back. Schrodel ahead of his time here. Taking a couple of practice swings as he feels out this new pitcher.
I'm just waiting for him to bust another dance move out.
I know. That was pretty impressive, too. Unfortunately, I just stick to the sprinkler, and that's all I've got.
Yeah?
Yep.
That's a real throwback.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. for Strodel, who heads back to the dugout. Number 34 stepping to the plate for the 45s, the catcher Nick Horsley. One out, no runners on. Here in the bottom of the seventh, the 45s hold on to their 7-3 lead.
Good start by the new Rosebud pitcher, already with a strikeout.
And that fastball had a lot of gas on it.
Horsley bit.
A little behind. 0-1. Another strike for Marquez. 0-2.
Good consistency.
And we saw Dumar work the off-speed for the Rosebuds. Seems like Marquez is just coming in throwing gas. Another fastball gets Hoskins to swing, and he's behind once again, sitting down the second consecutive batter here in the bottom of the seventh. This brings up Peyton Edwards, the second baseman, batting in the eighth spot for the 45s. Two outs, no runners on.
See if he can break up the hitting drought.
Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch is swung and missed.
Got a little piece.
Got a little piece, but the 45's struggling to figure out Marquez's fastball.
Again, wow.
Another swing and a miss. 0-2 here.
Marquez throwing heat.
He is coming and kind of silenced this Tiger Field crowd. 45 still with the lead, but impressive pitching so far. One more low.
Good eye by Edwards. Trying to hold on. He doesn't want to be a third strikeout.
The 1-2. Swung and missed. Three up, three down for Marquez in relief for the Rosebuds. And that was a quick bottom of the seventh. And we'll head to the eighth here after a short commercial break. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Brian Regan.
I think when you hear that term, though, boots on the ground, you assume that means soldiers in those boots. I say we drop a bunch of boots on them.
Friday, June 28th, live at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Plane load after plane load just keeps shoving boots out. What is with all these boots on the ground?
Ryan Regan.
Hey, here's something I don't think a parent has ever said. The kids are upstairs playing with all their old Happy Meal toys. I don't think a McDonald's Happy Meal toy has ever made it to sundown.
Friday, June 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Even if you do get it to work, you never want to do it more than once. So what happens? You push this button, it shoots at 4 inches, throw it in the trash.
Buy your tickets now for Brian Regan. Visit ReadyCivic.com. And watch Nunchucks and Flamethrowers on Netflix.
And I hope you had a good time. I know I did. Good night.
Don't miss Brian Regan.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
We're awaiting the top of the eighth here. In Redding, California, historic Tiger Field. The Colt 45s have played well. They've swung the bat well, prevented runs, left Rosebud runners on base here, and they hold on to a 7-3 lead as we await the beginning of the eighth inning. Both starters have sat down for the Colt 45s and the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. And we have two relief pitchers battling it out. Jordan Akins, the sophomore at Shasta College, on the mound for the 45s.
Again, tonight's game brought to you guys by the McConnell Foundation, helping to build better communities through philanthropy.
Hunter Estabrook stepping to the plate, the right-handed hitter for the Rosebuds. The Rosebuds need to rally quick if they look to overcome this four-run deficit. And the first pitch is high for Akins, 1-0.
Akins still struggling to find that rhythm here.
And this one is hit foul.
Esterbrick decided he wanted a little bit of a piece of the action. It was a little bit low, but he decided to go for it. As the night progresses, looks like our crowd's thinning out a little bit.
This one thrown behind the batter for ball two on the 2-1 count. The two spots at the plate for the Rosebuds, we have the 3-4 hitter due up in the inning. A good spot for Santa Rosa to be if they're looking to make something happen here. And this one is popped up towards first base. Christopher Brew able to make the play in foul territory and get the out.
Got a little bit of a crowd contribution here, too, bringing back the cowbells.
Justin Wade, the third baseman, stepping to the plate with one out here in the top of the eighth. Outfield playing straight up, and Wade is hit on the first pitch of the at-bat, and he will take his base. Not what the crowd wanted to see from Akins there.
I think it's definitely a mental game for Akins right now. Probably things aren't going his way, but he needs to keep a clear mind, which sometimes is hard to do as an athlete.
He was able to get the out with a pop-up to first base on the first batter, and then he hits the second. And we have a base runner on first, one out. Garrett Wave at the plate for the Rosebuds. The lefty. As Akins finds the bottom of the zone for a strike one.
Wave able to hit a home run to right field earlier. See if we can get some of this action again.
Wave may be the reason Schrodel sat down to start that seventh inning. As Wave puts it in play towards the second baseman. They got the out at second, looking to get the double, and they get it for the third time tonight. A 4-3 double play to end the top of the eighth. And we'll go to a short commercial break. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
The Colt 45's end the top of the eighth with a 4-3 double play. Grounded to second, able to get the tag and quickly get it to first baseman Christopher Brew for the third double play of the night for the 45s. Three of the eight innings played for the Rosebuds have ended with a ground out to a double play. Not quite what you want to see, but great defensive effort for the 45s.
The last two double plays, too, we had a great play by the four position, the second baseman, you know, picking up in his glove and pitching it to his shortstop, again, making that double play at first.
And that wasn't a quick ground. It was a slow ground out, so able to step up, take the step back, get the tag on the second base bag, and then make the throw to first And like we said earlier, Christopher Brew is a big target on first base with a big glove. Able to get the double play and end the inning. Akins was pitching in relief for the 45s. He got an out with a pop-up, and then he hit the batter on the next pitch, making it a base runner. And, I mean, you could say that's not what you want to see, but that hit that turned into a base set him up for the double play. So that's one way to get two outs if you're Jordan Akins for the 45s.
Yeah, and it's great as a pitcher to have the help of your outfielders, or your infielders and your outfielders. Good defense.
Number two, Marquez, still on the mound for the Rosebuds here in the bottom of the eighth.
An impressive run by him last inning. Struck out three players.
Three up, three down. Solid speed on his fastball. He's placing it well, different spots in the zone, keeping the batter guessing. Not a lot of motion on the ball. We've yet to see any off speed, but he is throwing the ball fast. And we've seen numerous Colt 45s players swing and just simply be behind the ball because they're not expecting the speed.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a changeup. What was it? Duarte was the last pitcher? I think it was Duarte. Anyway, he, you know, was good at his breaking balls, and, you know, the Colt 45s are trying to bat, and they got into a rhythm of this pitcher for the whole time, and then Marquez comes in and shifts it up, but he's doing well.
Dumar, the last pitcher for the Rosebuds.
Dumar, correction. Thank you.
Yeah, you're good.
At least I had the right letter of the last name.
Yeah. Iman Velarde, the designated hitter, at the plate. Been a lot of D names tonight.
Easily
confused. And we have a 2-1 count.
Designated hitter Velarde able to get on base the past couple at bats. Look to see what he'll do here.
He pops this one up, and it looks like the second baseman could have made a play, but it goes right over his head.
Just missed it.
And once again, Velarde, the designated hitter, gets on base. Nice base hit on a 2-1 count for the designated hitter.
At least he's living up to his name. If you're going to be a designated hitter, you might as well hit the ball, right?
And we're back at the top of the order for the 45s. Andy Bain.
They're adding some speed to their lineup again.
We've talked about the base running speed at the top of the lineup for the 45s with Andy Bain and Miguel Marquez. We've seen numerous stolen bases. Marquez turned a single into a double and was able to get himself into scoring position and get an RBI for his batter at the plate. The first pitch, low and outside. Thank you. Here's the 1-0. Able to find the zone and even the count, 1-1. Didn't seem like there was too much speed on that pitch, so we're starting to get the full package from Marquez and really dissect his arsenal.
Getting a little more comfortable on the mound, I think.
And that one had some gas on it as it gets Bain to swing and miss. 1-2.
Velarde leading off at first.
No outs here in the bottom of the eighth. And that's a strikeout for Marquez.
Sinker. Already four strikeouts for this new pitcher.
The slight curve found the bottom outside corner of the zone. Beautiful pitch there. And now we have Miguel Marquez stepping to the plate for the 45s.
The Marquez face-off. Who will win? Again, Marquez, the batter, has Velarde on first, hoping to advance him.
And Marquez checks first. Velarde able to get back comfortably, staying on his feet. 45s have a 7-3 lead One out on the board. A swing and a miss for Marquez. One strike. The crowd that was once packed has thinned out a little bit as this ball finds the inside corner. And the ump calls it a strike.
A couple discrepancies within the crowd.
The ump waited a second to make that call. You could say good framing by the catcher there. Two strikes. This fastball finds the zone once again. Sits down Marquez. Two outs for the Rosebuds. And that brings up Austin Youngblood, the right fielder. We'll see what Youngblood can do here with two outs. Velarde still on first. Looking to maybe advance him to scoring position. He must get on base as he takes the first ball high. Christopher Brew on deck. And this ball finds the zone. 1-1. Brew, of course, solo home run in the sixth. If Youngblood's able to get on here, see what Brew can do with two outs. But we got to get there first.
Yeah, 45's unable to score since, like you said, the sixth.
And Youngblood swings big, gets a piece of it, but it still finds the mitt of the catcher. 1-2. Youngblood seems to lower his stance in anticipation of the ball. Here's the 1-2. Just outside. 2-2.
If Youngblood's able to get on base, we have Brew coming up, you know, the slugger hitter coming up next. So I hope to see good things.
Two's across the board. And this is hit foul. So Youngblood's staying alive. You said earlier you weren't going to sing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so excited.
He's staying alive.
The suspense is
good. It's exciting.
Yeah. Two outs.
Two strikes, two balls, and a swing and a miss. He stayed alive on the last one. But Marquez able to pull the chair there, ending the bottom of the eighth. This game is brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping to build better communities through philanthropy. And we'll send it to a short commercial break as we await the final inning. You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
The ninth inning on deck here, potentially the last inning of this game as the Colt 45s hang on to their 7-3 lead. The Rosebuds are batting. and they look to keep their hopes of winning this game alive with some offensive spurts here. As Aiken's first pitch is low, ball one. Andrew Rubikava, the batter for the Rosebuds, and a called strike there for Aikens on the second pitch of the at-bat, 1-1. And this one thrown far outside. 2-1. Dip below 70 degrees here, 68 degrees outside. As this game winds on. And this one is hit hard to the shortstop. The 2-1 ball and the 6-3 put out is good.
Great throw from the shortstop on the run, connecting with his first baseman, Brew.
Able to get the first out of this ninth inning.
Great effort from his infield this game.
The 45s have strung together a strong defensive game here. Hunter Estabrook, the right-handed batter, gets hit on the first pitch. Scratch that. We had a pinch hitter. It looks like Snodgrass. Regardless, he takes first base. Another pinch hitter here for the Rosebuds. As Matt Owens, the left-handed batter, steps to the plate. And he swings big and misses on a high pitch. He laughs it off. Doesn't quite know why he swung there. 0-1. Unable to find the zone there on the fastball that seemed to land just a little outside. 1-1. One out. And a runner on first for the Rosebuds. As this ball hits the dirt.
Good stop by catcher Horsley.
Not a lot of speed on first for the Rosebuds, so Snodgrass stays put on the wild pitch. 2-1. Not looking to risk getting another out, making it 2. Need that base runner for scoring position. As Owens gets a piece of it, but not enough. Foul tip to the catcher. 2-2. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. As we wind to a close here, McConnell Foundation helping to build better communities through philanthropy as Aikens gets the strikeout. So we're one out away.
Snodgrass still on first, looking to keep the Rosebuds' hopes alive. Our scoreboard is peppered here, dominated first by the Colt 45s in the first four or five innings and able to pick up a couple towards the end for Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa hit that two-run home run as the batter cracks this one to center, right center. A solid base hit there, able to advance Snodgrass to second as Cameron takes first. So two base runners for the Rosebuds, first and second, two outs. And Jared Palmyra, the right fielder, steps to the plate. We await the Aikens pitch here. And this one fouled back. The fastball down the middle.
Lost in the trees there.
Palmyra just a little underneath it. One out away from the Colt 45 sealing this victory. And this ball is thrown high, forcing Palmyra to duck. 1-1. Runners on first and second. The 1-1 pitch swung and hit towards second base, and it gets through the 4-3 hole.
Snodgrass rounding third right now, heading to home plate, and he's able to make it.
Snodgrass scores upright. The 45's prioritizing the runner at second, preventing him from getting to third and being in definite scoring position. Keeping a double play hopes alive, even though they only need one out.
Good position, though. This is what we've seen all night. You know, you have a runner on first, a runner on second. That's prime double play for the Colt 45s. Even though we need one out, that's okay.
They've already got three. Why not get a fourth?
I know. Be just ambitious, right?
Thank this crowd for coming out.
It's opening night.
On opening night. This ball is hit foul. Back to the top of the order for the Rosebuds. So Rubikava looking to score someone, maybe make himself a base runner as we get to the 2-3 spot on the Santa Rosa lineup. This ball thrown outside once again. No runners will advance on the wild pitch. 1-1.
I must say I'm very impressed with Santa Rosa's helmets. They are very shiny. I wonder if that's part of the uniform. You have to clean your uniform and wash your helmet.
Nice little daily discipline.
Yeah.
Shine your helmet every day.
Yeah. Who needs shoes shined when you can shine your helmet?
Here's the 1-1. And this is swung and hit foul.
Almost over the netting here behind home plate. I think I got I had a little jolt of electricity, and I don't think it was the lightning out here.
You might have heard the little hesitation in my voice. That ball looked like it was coming straight for us. 1-2. Two outs. Santa Rosa runners on first and second. And this ball is hit over the shortstop's head. And it looks like the Rosebuds will score another run as the 45er, Colt 45 outfield tries to get the ball towards home. And two Rosebuds run score as the wild throw goes over the third baseman's head. So the Rosebuds make this a game here, scoring three in the top half of the ninth inning. And they're one run away from tying this thing up. The tying run is at the plate, batting, and the 45s need a mound visit. Two outs. So we're one out away.
7-6. Crazy how quick a game can change.
As you said a minute ago, the early innings of this game dominated by the 45s. Able to go up 6-0 by the time the sixth inning came around. And then we had that two-run home run that kind of shifted momentum. Brew, of course, came back in the next half inning and hit a solo home run of himself. And we thought the Rosebud momentum had dwindled. But they mount a comeback in the ninth. They're one run away from extending this game. Two outs, no runners on. Tying run in the box.
A little more excitement from this crowd now as they're very close to tying it up.
The big swing there from Estabrook in the two spot. Hunter playing center field. 0-1. And Akins gets him to swing again. It kind of seemed like it would be a check swing, an attempt to pull it back. Really didn't have a chance there. And we're one strike away. Here's the 0-2. And this ball is popped up to right field.
Youngblood got it.
Sprints back and makes the catch, ending the game and preventing the Rosebud comeback. And on the opening game of the inaugural series of the 2019 season, the Colt 45s hammer out a win.
The outfield being greeted by their infielders, celebrating the victory.
Celebrating on the mound, and that's a great way to kick off this 2019 season. We mentioned last year the Rosebuds traveled to Reading to open the 45 season, and they split 1-1. The Colt 45s lost 4-3 on that opening night. Able to turn the tide this year and take the victory 7-6. For Joseph Van Dyke, Matty Cox, you're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. We'll be back here tomorrow night for more action between the 45s and the Rosebuds. We'll see you then.
And everyone, tell them they are vicious and cruel to minorities. And also, they don't see color? No, you see color. You hate all the minorities. Skin color makes a difference in how the world sees you and in how you see the world. Which is weird because my eyes are not on my skin. In any case, I want to bring my aunt a gift. This will only take a minute. There's a picture of a woman walking through a door. It makes a difference in how much trouble seems to find you or let you be. And there's a black kid who's apparently being racially profiled by a black member of security, which seems weird, in stores, in cars, on sidewalks, at schools. Your skin color affects the most ordinary daily experiences, including which neighborhoods welcome you. And then it talks about black people not being welcomed in particular areas. Again, restrictive housing covenants have been illegal in the United States for decades. You may get the message that racism is only happening to black and brown people. Racism is a white person's problem, and we are all caught up in it. And then pictures of white people saying, that police officer was just doing his job. But what if the police officer was actually, like, you know, doing his job? Is that ever a possibility? Or, like, every time a minority person gets shot, it's unjustified, because that is not what the data show. But it's okay. We're being woke. Mostly, white people refuse to look at it. You can face this. Understanding the truth takes courage, especially a painful truth about your own people, your own family. And then there's a picture of a little girl frowning at her mother. Because what we really need to sow is the seeds of kids hating their parents, who are obviously bad people for teaching things like treat people with respect and dignity. Even people you love may behave in ways that show they think they are the good ones. But they are not the good ones. If you are white, that means that technically your parents are white. And if your parents are white, they are not the good ones. There are no good ones. You are not a good one. Racism was not your idea. You don't need to defend it. You can bring your curiosity to learn about it and see that it's true. Okay, that's true. It says, in the United States of America, white people have committed outrageous crimes against black people for 400 years. It's a really uplifting book for kids. All along, every step of the way, people who love justice and love each other have been fighting back. Okay, it is true that white people committed outrageous crimes. Also, white people fought those white people who were committing the outrageous crimes. Many of them lost, like hundreds of thousands of them in the Civil War, lost their lives. Many white people did things they never should have done. Many other white people failed to see the problem with this. These choices put wealth and power into white hands, homes, and neighborhoods. Again, all of this is true, that white people have done bad things. They are not the only people in the United States who have done bad things, nor is this an implication that you, as a white person, inherently are guilty for the sins of the past, is it? But apparently it is. Some white people joined the leaders of black liberation. Well, I'm glad they finally acknowledged this on page 36 of this book. Racism is still happening. It keeps changing, and it keeps being the same. And yet, just being here alive at this moment, you have a chance to care about this, to connect. But connecting means opening, and opening sometimes feels like breaking. And apparently then.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A federal judge has temporarily blocked a Mississippi preborn heartbeat law.
That U.S. District Judge is Carlton Reeves, the one Obama appointee at that level, ruling for Mississippi's last remaining abortion clinic and rebuking the pro-life stance of Governor Bryant and the legislature. Here we go again, he writes. Mississippi has passed another law banning abortions prior to viability. Last November, Judge Reeves struck down a Mississippi abortion ban after 15 weeks on the basis of fetal pain, which included exemptions required by existing precedent. That ruling is on appeal, pending action by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. George Bonzani reporting.
The fetal heartbeat laws being enacted may serve as a challenge to the 1973 Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion in the United States. Correspondent Mike Grossi reports on big developments from the Food and Drug Administration.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved the most expensive medicine ever, a treatment for a deadly rare disorder that destroys a baby's muscle control. The treatment, sold by the Swiss drug maker Novartis, is called Zolgensma. It's priced at $2.125 million. The treatment, a one-time infusion, targets an effective gene that dramatically weakens a child's muscles, eventually rendering the patient unable to swallow or breathe. The condition, called spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA, strikes about 400 babies a year born in the United States. I'm Mike Grossia.
President Trump has greeted U.S. troops in Alaska while on his way to a state visit in Japan. The president shook hands and signed caps for the service members on the tarmac at Joint Base Elmendorf, Richardson, and Anchorage. A security lapse at a major real estate title company exposed the bank account numbers and other sensitive information contained in 885 million files. First American Financial confirmed the problem late Friday, as it was reported by a security blog. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Lowe's knows you'll do it right to refresh your home, indoors and out. We do it right, too, with savings during our Memorial Day sale. Like $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5-gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select interior and exterior paint and stain. Get top-selling Valspar paint starting as low as $4.98 after rebate. And load up on appliance savings with a Whirlpool laundry pair for just $858. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 529, U.S. only. See store for details.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Police in California won't fight a use of force bill.
Major law enforcement organizations dropped their opposition to legislation that strengthens standards for when officers can use deadly force. The measure would bar police from using lethal force unless it's necessary to defend against an imminent threat of death or serious bodily injury to officers or bystanders. The current standard lets officers kill if they have reasonable fear they or others are in imminent danger, a threshold that makes it rare for officers to be charged following a shooting, and rarer still for them to be convicted. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says the new graduates of the U.S. Naval Academy should change the status quo and set the standard on preventing sexual harassment and assault among ranks. The former Boeing executive delivered the commencement address Friday at the school in Annapolis. He told graduates they should not be afraid of failure. More than 1,000 midshipmen are graduating. News and analysis at townhall.com. There is a new study on athletes' health issues.
NFL players may be more likely to die from brain diseases and heart problems than Major League Baseball players, but the reasons are unclear. A study involving 6,100 pro athletes who died between 1979 through 2013 says repeated head blows have been linked with a wasting brain disease in football players, who are generally bigger than baseball players. That girth can contribute to heart problems, but the study lacks data on family history and lifestyles that can also affect disease risks. John Scott reporting.
Facebook's former security chief disagreeing with calls to break up the social network. Instead, Alex Samos believes the way to fix the problems is for Mark Zuckerberg to step aside as CEO. Samos believes that a breakup just creates three companies that have the same fundamental problems. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
I'll make our government open and transparent. Well, he was just kidding, as he so often did. That old Barack Obama guy, he's a big patriot. I wonder what he's doing for Memorial Day. Remember when he went to Arlington Cemetery and he was seeing dead people? Remember that? I think that was Memorial Day. It was like that Bruce Willis movie. The Sixth Sense. Then President Obama, past tense. That's kind of, that puts a little spring in your step, doesn't it? Former President Barack Obama, whose 8 years as president have really been relegated to the ash heap of nothingness. What did he do again? I don't know. Caused the refugee flow.
Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy?
He never plugged the hole, I don't think. He pulled the plug on Iraq. He caused the greatest refugee flow in human history. He used the IRS against his political enemies. And soon we will learn all about his using the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department against the Republican Party's presidential campaign. Yay! There is a huge development in the world. It happened last night, kind of early evening, I guess, that the president announced that they would be authorizing, the White House authorizing, the Justice Department and the Attorney General to declassify intelligence documents from the CIA, the FBI, and the rest, having to do with the Obama administration's spying on the Republican presidential campaign in 2016. They have lied and tricked and deceived and leaked to the media and lied about that, and James Comey lied under oath. Hey, is James Comey out there today? Is he busy on Twitter? How about John Brennan? John Brennan busy on Twitter? Because these two guys, you'd think they'd be on CNN and MSNBC this morning telling everybody all about it and what an outrage this is that we're going to... what are we going to do? We're going to engage in some transparency. The Democrats, and by that I mean the news media, are very anti-transparency. This is, I was texting back and forth with a couple of friends last night, with Marty and with Brian. And I was texting with Brian, and my friend Brian is sending me, did you see this? The White House is authorizing the Justice Department to declassify intelligence documents having to do with spying on the Trump campaign, which it wasn't spying, it was electronic surveillance, plus the additional use of human intelligence operatives, confidential informants, foreign operatives, Christopher Steele and Stefan Halper and Mifsud. And, of course, we have the mysterious Azra Turk. Nobody knows who she works for, what country she's from, but she's an operative that was sent in by agents of the Obama administration to ambush people. I saw them lying again on CNN this morning. Allison Camerota was lying. John Berman was lying next to her as well, not on the floor, but when he started speaking. And Allison Camerota, the stuff they're peddling is just almost impossible to believe. And the double standard that they've whipped out, boy, it was like flipping a light switch yesterday. They're demanding the declassification of everything in the Mueller report. And if you don't engage in the it's illegal, of course, because classified stuff and sources and methods and ongoing investigations, so you can't declassify that stuff. And they're demanding that the Attorney General break the law, otherwise they're going to hold him in contempt of Congress for not breaking the law. That's the truth of the story, not as CNN reported it, but that's what was going on there. And now the president announces that he has authorized the attorney general, who they're painting as the most corrupt, the news media, the Democrats, but I repeat myself, as the most corrupt person in Washington, not Adam Schiff or any of Chuck Todd or anybody like that. And now they're absolutely outraged. They say that the president withholding his tax returns is a cover-up. And now they're saying, I'm not kidding you, now they're saying that if the Attorney General declassifies intelligence documents having to do with the spying on the Trump campaign, that too is a cover-up. And Adam Schiffless called it a cover-up. So the news media naturally adopts the language issued by the Democrat Party because they're like little ducks that march along behind their Democrat Party leaders. And they parrot their words. It's a different bird altogether, but they're the ducks and parrots, these people. They parrot the words issued to them, demonstrated that yesterday. What was it yesterday? It's cover-up. And now today there's a new cover-up, and the cover-up is openness. Openness is a cover-up. Really, they need to go back and reread George Orwell, because these people are what George Orwell was warning us about. These are the people that we were warned about. The doublespeak, the newspeak, is almost impossible to comprehend. They're so twisted around their own insane axle that this morning they were in one breath demanding the declassification of the entirety of the Mueller report, and simultaneously demanding that they not declassify any intelligence documents from the Obama era, because that would be un-American, dangerous, outrageous, a constitutional violation, and on and on and on and on. It's just absolutely nuts. It's just crazy. But I've got lots of audio of them today from the news media and from also President Trump yesterday, who was a hoot down at the White House and all of that good stuff. Now, what is it? That's a crazy. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. And what was your mom's friend? Paris? Is that who it was? Paris. It was Paris. He's getting all better, right? Thanks to your mom, because your mom's such a nice person. That's what's going on with all that stuff. I just wanted to mention that. And we have open lines. And this absolutely extraordinary development yesterday, which is, I've got to say, what an awful lot of us have been waiting for, clamoring for, asking for, hoping for, and that is that in addition to the Inspector General Michael Horowitz at the Justice Department looking into the origins of the Russia investigation, the spying on the opposing party's presidential campaign, the campaign that was never going to win, so no one was ever going to find out about any of this stuff. It's amazing that I think John Brennan, is John Brennan on Twitter? I don't think he's been on Twitter for quite some time. I think Comey has not been on Twitter with pictures of him wandering the woods looking ponderous or anything. I believe that these people are panicking, that they're freaking out. Barack Obama is no longer doing speeches in the United States of America. Brennan and Comey are off Twitter. I think they might be going into the witness protection program. They might be like the Bourne Identity. They're going to end up at a bike shop on a Greek island somewhere. And it is, this is a big, big deal. Big deal. Big. Who is it? I think I even mentioned this yesterday. Paul Sperry tweeting out, shh, hear that? It's the deafening silence of Barack Obama, who's suddenly gone to ground as Spygate scandal draws nearer and nearer, and calls for him to be questioned under oath grow. No U.S. speaking events, appearances. The Obama.org Organizing for Action quietly removed from his website. Fewer tweets. Uh-huh. There's good stuff going on there with Barack Obama disappearing. He's vanishing. We've got Brennan. Where's Brennan? Doesn't he work for MSNBC? Aren't they talking about him this morning? Why isn't he on this morning? What about Comey? Comey was doing his tour and banging the drum everywhere. Now where's Comey? Where's Comey? Where's Brennan? Where's Obama? Where's Loretta Lynch? Where are they? They've kind of vanished like a puff of smoke. But listen, lots of big, big news to get to on that front. It is huge. Even in my note this morning in all caps, I wrote, this is huge. President Trump gives William Barr the authority to declassify documents having to do with the 2016 Russia probe, the ever-expanding probe. And the White House put out a statement last night. Okay? Boy, the news media, wait till you see what they're doing in response to this. They are really something. They are just so corrupt. This is a good opportunity, I think, for Americans who are regular people, but have been lied to by a lot of liars, that call themselves journalists and a lot of liars that call themselves elected representatives. This is their chickens coming home to roost, to borrow a phrase from the Reverend Jeremiah Wright. This is the Hunt for Red October torpedo turning around and coming back at their submarine. And they are freaking the beep out. They are freaking. Trust me on this. The statement from the press secretary for the President of the United States, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, last night. Statement on presidential memorandum signed tonight. Sarah Sanders released this statement. Today, at the request and recommendation of the Attorney General of the United States, now that's a key part of the phrase right here, President Donald J. Trump directed the intelligence community to quickly and fully cooperate with the Attorney General's investigation into surveillance activities during the 2016 presidential election. The Attorney General has also been delegated full and complete authority to declassify information pertaining to this investigation. Now, why would the Democrats freak out about this? And we're talking about declassifying information. Haven't they been pounding their fist on a table for weeks now demanding the declassification of information? The unredacted version of the Mueller report? Isn't that what we've been hearing in a deafening way for the last several weeks? Yes, it is. I'll just answer the question for you. The Attorney General has also been delegated full and complete authority to declassify information pertaining to this investigation in accordance with the long-established standards for handling classified information. Another key phrase. That means when classified documents are declassified and made available to the public, there will be redactions. The news media, to protect confidential sources and ongoing operations and things like that, if there's any such concern. So you can rest assured that they're not just going to willy-nilly be throwing classified documents out the seventh floor window of the Justice Department down to an eager press. The press won't be there because they'd be down there to burn them to protect their boy Obama. Today's action will help ensure that all Americans learn the truth about the events that occurred and the actions that were taken during the last presidential election and will restore confidence in our public institutions. End of statement. This is gigantic. Now, they didn't say they're going to just release everything, all the classified stuff, the fake news media people are pretending that's the case now. They're also painting William Barr as this horribly corrupt figure who misrepresented the Mueller report, who lied under oath and committed perjury. And on MSNBC this morning, they said all of that over and over and over again, and that he should be impeached and possibly jailed, probably, and the president yesterday, in response to a question about treason and executions, gave the news media everything they wanted. And it's so ironic. John Brennan accused the president of treason. The news media, Joe Scarborough accused him of treason. They accused the president of treason all over the place. And yesterday, in response to a question, the president talked about treason, and now the news media is up in arms. Oh, they want James Comey executed. The president wants him executed, a firing squad. They're going to execute the FBI director. These people are mental cases. But it is a great opportunity, I think, for people to wake up. Wake up, wake up to the fact that we have all been lied to by organizations that are supposed to be telling us the truth for years on end, every day. And when you see their reaction to the president announcing greater government transparency, we have a news media that is hell-bent to prevent government transparency. They are anti-government openness. This is our news media. It is almost impossible to believe, but they are anti-government openness. They don't want to investigate what happened because it happened under Obama. And they're that crooked. They're literally that corrupt. Extraordinary. Comey's off Twitter. Brennan is off Twitter. Am I right? Yeah, Comey's off Twitter and Brennan's off Twitter. Why? Why would that be? I can't believe that. And I was texting my friend Brian last night. I said, you know, the news media will instantly become anti-government openness, anti-government transparency. They will oppose declassifying documents. They don't even know what the documents are. They just know they're from the Obama era, so they're against making them public because they know that declassifying these documents will incriminate Democrats, members of the Obama administration, and the news media is on a suicide mission to prevent government transparency. It's really something, because it's all corrupt. Well, where do you hear some of this audio? Some no sense of irony to these people. 888-630-9625.
America's chickens coming home to roost.
There's only one Chris Plant, the Chris Plant Show.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Kick off summer at Kohl's Memorial Day Weekend Sale. Save on family fun tees starting at $8.99. Swimwear for the family starting at $14.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. this Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Done.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You are most definitely going to want to stay right here for all of the... it was just amazing news today. Remember all the lies we were told? 17 intelligence agencies all agreed that... you know, Russia, and it was 3 or 4 intelligence agencies, not 17. James Comey was asked under oath, are you aware of surveillance of the Trump campaign? He lied under oath and said no, he's not aware of any surveillance of the Trump campaign. Then they said it wasn't spying, it was electronic surveillance, and they're being pushed, they're retreating and retrenching. Because they lied about everything for years, and their pals in the media. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jennifer, calling from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Jennifer, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jennifer.
So I think it's interesting that you have to tell us that this is big. You know, in any other administration, I think we would have the awareness to recognize this is kind of a big deal,
mm-hmm.
But the media has deceived us, just flat out lied to us
mm-hmm.
for so long about what's important and what's not important
mm-hmm.
that they're just covering this up and completely deceiving us about the magnitude of what this is.
Yeah, Well, I think that's fair to say, and that's what they've been doing for 2 years. I mean, look, if I don't know how long you've been listening, but for the entire length of this Russia thing, I and others who have been not reading tea leaves, but looking at the facts, generally you find the facts in paragraph number 44 of a 46-paragraph story in the New York Times, and it's one sentence, and then you have to go research that one sentence, and therein you will find the truth. It's never the lead of the story. It's never in the headline of the story, because our news media institutionally across the business has become so insular and so corrupt and so dishonest, so fundamentally dishonest. Just look at the White House Correspondents' Dinner every year. You get a pretty good demonstration of what I'm talking about. But I didn't miss what was going on. I saw what was going on. I saw what was happening. I listened to what they said, and I checked it out. And I've been, it's easy, it's T-ball. I've been pointing to it for years now. And I've been pointing to what the news media has been corruptly mischaracterizing along the way as well. Thanks, Jennifer.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Memorial Day is May 27th, a day set aside to honor those who've gone before us and given their lives for their country. I'm Rob Burrows reminding you about the special programs this Memorial Day. Starting at 10 a.m. at the Reading Memorial Park on Continental Street in Reading, Memorial Program with refreshments. Also starting at 11 a.m. is the Memorial Day service at Anderson at the Anderson Cemetery, hosted by the Anderson VFW Post 9650, followed by an evening program at the Igo Veterans Cemetery beginning at 5:55 p.m. with a flyover. It's recommended you get to these events early because parking fills up fast. For more information, you can call the Igo Veterans Cemetery at 530-396-2447. 530-396-2447.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You're on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now, does anyone remember the presidency of Barack Obama? Seems like such a long time ago, doesn't it? Thought things were wacky then, huh? I made a little note to myself yesterday. After the back and forth, President Trump and Nancy Pelosi taking shots at each other, you'll never guess where the media came down on that. And they're saying that President Trump was calling names and that he started it. I think he was calling names, but she was calling names too, and she started it. But this is the level that we're operating at in Washington now. It's childish. It's like grammar school. It's an embarrassment to all of us. I made a little note to myself. The country is run by crazy people because no sane people want to work with these people. No sane person would go near our political process at this point in our history. And so we get what we pay for. And I got to tell you, the whole thing, the whole shebang is a nut house. But back to Barack Obama for a moment. And then to your calls, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. Let's go first to this. 2008, Barack Obama in Las Cruces, New Mexico, for a Memorial Day event. He was campaigning for the presidency, and he went to I believe it was at a military cemetery in Las Cruces, New Mexico. I believe that's correct. And he was speaking to veterans. It's Memorial Day. It's a veteran cemetery, speaking to veterans and families and so on. And Barack Obama, apparently, he said, you know, soldiers, Americans that have made the ultimate sacrifice, of course, that means that you died in combat fighting for your country. And you were killed in combat fighting for your country. And Barack Obama, he could see dead people.
On this Memorial Day, as our nation honors its unbroken line of fallen heroes, and I see many of them in the audience here today.
That's right, a lot of fallen heroes in the audience here today. That's okay, though. The news media said, no, it was nuanced. It was good. Quite nuanced. All right, I had to play that because it's Memorial Day this weekend, and I hope everybody's planning some kind of Memorial Day fun, Memorial Day festivities, and also take time to remember what Memorial Day is actually about. Not just about hot dogs, although hot dogs sure are delicious. But let's go to the phones. Let's go to CC calling from New York City. CC, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
All right, Chris, how you doing this morning?
Great, buddy. What do you say?
Well, I'm down here in Manhattan right now, and I saw this break late last night, and I can tell you, all of these people out here that thought this was a hoax and a joke, they're about to see the biggest political scandal unfold in American history. And based upon the Obama legacy, I just heard your segment a couple spots ago, without Barack Obama, we would have never had Donald Trump. And thank you, Hillary Clinton. Thank you, Loretta Lynch. And please keep going, CNN. Please keep going, CNN, because you're pretty much assuring Donald Trump a second term.
I think that their behavior is such where I don't understand how people can't see what's going on. I don't care whether you're a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat where you've never watched anything but CNN. You really have to be, dumb or willingly suspend disbelief, to borrow a hackneyed phrase that Hillary Clinton is now credited with inventing but didn't. I honestly think that you've got to, if you're honest with yourself, you've got to look at what's going on here, and you've got to recognize that spying on the opposing party's presidential campaign is not normal, even though they're telling us it's normal. It is spying, even though they're telling us it's just electronic surveillance and human intelligence assets and confidential informants and international actors from Malta to London to Moscow. That's their operation. The number of actors involved in this saga is extraordinary. And the news media has been lying to you every day for years now about this giant story. And if you don't see that at this point, it's because you refuse to see it. It's because you're being dishonest with yourself, honestly.
If you look at the players involved, there's one person I'm specifically looking at, and that's Bruce Orr's wife, Nellie Orr, right?
Yeah.
She has an extensive background in Russia. Now, did she apply for a ham radio license? Yes, she did. Could she have been communicating with the Russians via ham radio? Go look it up. She's got the permits. She speaks fluent Russian. You look at them all. Strzok, Page, the Orrs, Comey, Brennan. I mean, who did CNN hire as a contributor?
Right.
How many of those guys have they hired?
Right. Well, I just start going down, and really, it starts with President Obama. They don't want to hear this, and they're going to yell and guffaw and, you know, roll their eyes. Listen, the FBI doesn't spy on the opposing party's presidential campaign without telling the president. In fact, there are text messages out of the FBI making it clear the White House is running the show. POTUS wants to be kept in the loop on all of this. We have the text messages on this. And still they say that's not true, but we have the text messages. Obama down to Loretta Lynch. We skip over Joe Biden because, you know, he was out playing with trucks on the South Lawn. Tonka trucks, because he doesn't know what's going on at any time, anywhere. But it starts with Obama, it goes to Loretta Lynch, it goes to James Comey, it goes to John Brennan, it goes to James Clapper. At the FBI, you got McCabe and Stroke and Page and Orr. Then overseas, you've got Stefan Halper, you've got Sir Richard Dearlove, the Australian. I saw CNN lying about that again this morning, Alison Camerota, saying, well, it all started because George Papadopoulos said something to an Australian diplomat, Sir Richard Dearlove, over drinks, and he was a little drunk. And, no, but what was Papadopoulos doing in London? This is what the news media is still claiming, that it all started because Papadopoulos, after a couple of drinks, said something to an Australian diplomat at a private club in London. What they seem to overlook or deliberately leave out is that Papadopoulos had been lured to London by an operative of the FBI, Stefan Halper, and so it didn't start with the conversation with the Australian. It started before that. And the news media continues to falsely claim that that was the starting point, when it would be obvious to a sixth grade detective that it couldn't have started then, because he was lured over there before he spoke to the Australian diplomat. We've got So Sir Richard Gearlove. Then we've got this guy, Joseph Mifsud, who is a Maltese, that is from Malta, like the Maltese Falcon, a Maltese actor in the midst of all of this, who was working with Stefan Halper, who is a longtime FBI and possibly CIA operative that has been used by government agencies for a long time. And he lured Papadopoulos to London before he met the Australian diplomat. So the timeline doesn't make sense. Just, it doesn't, really, you don't have to be Columbo. It's A and B, and it leads you to C. It's pretty obvious stuff. And this woman, Azra Turk, who is this woman? The honeypot with her stuff spilling out of her clothes and sending saucy text messages to Papadopoulos. Who's she? Why is she throwing herself? We know that she was in the employ or under the control of one U.S. government agency or another. We don't know what country she's from. We don't know what her real name is. And the news media says, who cares? Why would you want to know about that? They are. I made the comparison before because it's a good comparison. You know, the movie The Omen, about the son of Satan on Earth, and he doesn't know it. Damien Thorne is the kid, and Damien Thorne doesn't know it, but he's surrounded by people who are willing to sacrifice their lives to protect him from being uncovered, being discovered, and stuff. The news media, they're not just a Praetorian guard. They're not the Swiss guard. They are the Damien Thorne guard. And this is all to protect Obama. They are throwing themselves off of rooftops with nooses around their necks. It's a scene from The Omen. In an effort to protect Barack Obama, they will smear and slime and slander everyone. William Barr is on the short list right now because he's the guy with the truth. And our news media is literally anti-truth. CNN is not only not looking to get to the truth, they're trying to make sure that their dwindling number of viewers never learn the truth. If you watch CNN for an hour, you will be farther away from the truth than you were before you started watching that hour of CNN. Honestly, just go down those. You had Obama, Lynch, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, McCabe, Stroke, Page, Halper, Sir Richard Gearlove, I just like the sir because that's silly stuff, Joseph Mifsud, Azra Turk, Christopher Steele, I haven't even mentioned him, and the leaks to the news media, the strategic leaks to the news media, it is absolutely, and they have lied the whole time. 17 intelligence agencies all agree. No, 17, and I said it the day that came out. I just, having in my previous life covered intelligence matters and the Pentagon, I said 17 intelligence agencies didn't agree on this or anything else. Coast Guard intelligence, Marine Corps intelligence, National Geospatial, they didn't agree on any of this. And when they were peddling this false number, Hillary Clinton was peddling it, I looked it up yesterday. PolitiFact and the Washington Post fact checker and found her to be accurate and correct. They said, oh no, that's true. 17 agents, it was all a lie. There was never, and this isn't even a big deal. This is just one of thousands of little lies along the way. But they are breadcrumbs. USA Today. Yes, 17 intelligence agencies really did say Russia was meddling. No, they didn't. The New York Times. Trump misleads on Russian meddling. Why 17 intelligence agencies concluded. They didn't. That's the New York Times. 17 intelligence agencies. PolitiFact is fact-checking the president who said it was false. They said that he was wrong. He was right. The PolitiFact lied. The New York Times lied. USA Today lied. The Washington Post lied. Trump criticizes media over alleged mind meld of 17 intelligence agencies. Trump was right. All the newspapers were lying. Just start with that. Just one little thing. One tiny little thing. The misrepresentation by James Comey of the dossier to President Trump, then President-elect Trump, when he briefed him at Trump Tower in New York. He didn't tell him that it was Hillary Clinton's opposition research. He didn't. That's a dereliction of duty at a bare minimum. He then leaked the notes, which are classified. It's the FBI director briefing the president-elect on a classified operation, and it's classified. Then his notes are classified. He says they're not. That's a lie. That's just a flat-out lie. Those are born classified. The moment he wrote them down on the government laptop in the back of the armored government SUV on the way to the government jet to bring him back to government Washington to get to his government building with his government desk and his government computer, where he leaked the his own memo to his law school pal in New York, law professor pal in New York, with instructions to leak it to the New York Times. That is corrupt as hell. He then took the dossier, and he'd already done this repeatedly, brought it to the FISA courts and misrepresented it to the FISA courts as legitimate intelligence when it was Hillary Clinton's opposition research, claiming Russian collusion when the information in the dossier was gleaned from Russian sources by the Hillary Clinton people. You've got the Maltese mystery man. You've got Azra Turk, the mystery woman spilling out of her top with the sexy messages to Papadopoulos. You got the news media now claiming it all started because Papadopoulos had a conversation in London, when we know that he was lured to London by the FBI before he met the Australian. So none of this makes sense. It's all a lie. And the news media keeps peddling the lie. And then the big lie, and we did this yesterday too, but they're doing it again today, that the most disreputable person in Washington is the Attorney General William Barr, who CNN and MSNBC both reported this morning misrepresented the findings of the Mueller report in the four-page letter that he sent to Congress. Mueller has said that he has no problem with the summary. And I mean, the lies that come from CNN and from MSNBC are almost mind-boggling, if it weren't such a regular feature of our everyday life, I got to tell you. CC, now, what may I ask, what business are you in?
I actually work in the media, and because I've been so frustrated with what I've seen in the mainstream media coverage, I'm starting my own platform, Livecast USA. I'm going to be a true independent journalist.
Is that right? But you
have, I know what's going on. I've been in the game long enough. People are sick of it.
You have in the past worked for what we would, as I have, worked for what we would laughingly call mainstream news media organizations. You don't have to say who.
Yeah, well, you know, the truth is I didn't just work for one. I've worked for several.
Uh-huh.
And you see the way that these operations are run, and a lot of the people that are in control of these operations now, they've never worked in other media outlets. So they are basically lifers. They're trained. They're indoctrinated. I mean, you can talk to someone who might have started out as a news assistant that's now the EP of a primetime program. You know,
What
really is their experience outside of, let's say, the cable news world or even the political world?
So you see yourself as kind of a whistleblower almost.
Well, I wouldn't say a whistleblower. I just have to call the facts out. You know what I mean? Like when most people over the country in America, when they realize what a lot of these media celebrities who are specializing primarily in infotainment, the amount of money that they make, why would they ever upset the status quo? Why would they risk their paycheck to tell the truth? Because they wouldn't, because they make millions of dollars a year.
That's right.
Now, like we were talking the other day, a contributor contract is a part-time job that pays six figures.
Yeah.
You know, how long has Donna Brazile been doing that?
Right. And John Brennan and James Clapper and the list goes on. I've got audio of a number of them today and some pretty amazing stuff. Well, another former news guy who has seen the light. And here's the thing, CC, you want to tell the truth? You can't work at CNN. You can't work at NBC News. You can't. If the truth is your thing, and it is my thing, and I'll let the chips fall where they may. And I said all along, if they find that the president of the United States was colluding with Russia to corrupt he should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. I said that all the way along. Never for a moment did I believe it was the case. But if it had turned out to be the case, I would be the first one calling for the mob in the street. I got to tell you, CC, thank you very much for the
Thanks,
call.
Chris.
Good luck in your ventures. Keep in touch.
I will.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Yeah, I have a great deal of audio. These media people and also President Trump yesterday was very entertaining at the White House. Said some great stuff, and I've got it for you. So you want to stay right there.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. the Certified Pre-Owned Sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on Certified Pre-Owned warranties.
Kick off summer at Kohl's Memorial Day Weekend Sale. Save on family fun tees starting at $8.99. Swimwear for the family starting at $14.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent this Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Reward members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I have a great deal to get through today. Very important stuff. Good stuff. and plenty of it, and not all of it having to do with all of this madness either, because there's plenty of other madness to get to. For example, Bethesda Magazine. This is great. The Montgomery County Public Schools, just outside of Washington, D.C. in Maryland. They're converting, apparently, this is their plan. They're talking about converting all of the bathrooms in all of the public schools to gender-neutral, all-gender bathrooms. Sounds like a good idea, because the adults are confused about their gender, so they're going to inflict their mental diseases on the unsuspecting children. School board exploring options to accommodate multiple genders. See, this, there are multiple genders because there are a lot of Democrats in Montgomery County. After a Bethesda mother testified during public comment at a school board meeting earlier this year that her transgender and nonconforming children, plural, she has more than one, feel uncomfortable and inconvenienced using school bathrooms, maybe they should be homeschooled. Board members asked school system staff to explore how much it would cost to renovate all existing bathrooms into gender-neutral facilities. Good idea. This sounds like you guys have a good plan, because one mother has screwed up kids because she screwed them up. You can't screw up they don't all turn out to be transgender by themselves, do they, in one household? Gender-neutral bathrooms generally include a single toilet and sink. All gender bathrooms are designed with several stalls. The parent advocate said all gender bathrooms would be beneficial for straight students also, who generally feel a lack of privacy or are bullied at school. What are you talking about now? What is this? Well, it turns out it will cost about $50,000 per bathroom to renovate all of the bathrooms in all of the schools, because one mother is raising at least two really screwed up kids. And the fix is, of course, to throw out thousands of years of culture.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.